big, long instruction to read first before we start the formal portion of the meeting, so I will get that out the way and wish you all a happy evening here at the meeting of the Board of Neighborhood Commissioners this day, Monday, August 27th, commencing at 6:07 p.m. If you wish to become more involved with the Neighborhood Council, if you're not yet a member and are not on our mailing list, please sign up at the table on the back. I believe our kiosk is not working, Mike.
The kiosk is not working, sir. Everyone will fill out a public speaker card.
They can fill, okay. So you can fill out if you're interested, fill out the same kind of card if you're interested in becoming more involved in the Neighborhood Council. During the meeting tonight, we will discuss the items listed on the meeting agenda, which is one item. Unless I receive a request from a board member to take another item or add something, copies of the agenda and related documents, I believe, are available for you at the table in the back. If any board member has a conflict of interest, at the time the agenda item is announced for discussion, the board member should identify the general nature of the conflict, indicate that he or she is recusing him or herself from participating in the matter, and leave the room during the duration of the discussion of the item. Before we make a decision on any item, members of the public will have an opportunity to provide comments on the item under consideration. Members of the public who wish, we only have one item, so I don't have to read the multiple.
Do we have any special agenda items from the Neighborhood Council?
Say that again?
Do we have an agenda item from somebody in the Neighborhood Council in their official capacity?
Well, we haven't gotten there yet.
Just on one item.
There's actually two. There's
one, and one again.
There's
whether or not we received any CIS or something.
Oh,
yes.
Well, I'll ask that.
So that's the only other item that was neglected to be included, but that would be included.
Okay. Sorry. Members of the public who wish to speak on CIS reports, but members of the public who wish to speak on multiple agenda items shall be allowed to speak for a total of 5 minutes per meeting, and may allocate time in 1 minute increments per item when the agenda item is called, or they may speak during the multiple agenda item comment period for 5 minutes on multiple agenda items. So far we just have one item. If you have a general comment on an item that is not listed on the agenda, you may provide your comment during the public comments portion of the meeting. Public comments should be directed to the board rather than to individuals. Please understand there are applicable laws that limit the actions we may take during tonight's meeting. Thus, we may be legally prohibited from acting on a concern that you may have expressed. However, your concern may become the topic of discussion at a future board meeting after we have had time to list the item on the agenda. Should you wish to comment at this meeting, please fill out a speaker card, which is at the back of the room, for each agenda item you wish to address so that you may be heard. You will be called by me when it is your turn to speak. Please be sure to place the number of the agenda item you wish to speak about on the speaker request form. So far it is one item. Speaker requests may be filled out using the speaker card in the back, located in the table in the back, okay. If you intend to speak on any items, you must submit your speaker card prior to the start of the meeting or prior to the discussion of that particular item. When a person is speaking, they are entitled to courtesy and respect. Please refrain from any other discussion in the room. If you wish to chat, please take that discussion outside while our meeting is in session. We treat one another with respect. That means we act with civility and decorum. Competing viewpoints may be articulated without the need for inappropriate or uncivil actions. Last but not least, please switch your cell phone ringers to vibrate or silent. And the meeting is now officially called to order, and we will have a roll call.
Commissioner Atkinson?
Here.
Commissioner Atkinson? Here. Commissioner Littman?
Here.
Commissioner Schaefer?
Here.
Commissioner Derek Quiros?
Here.
Commissioner Wiebe? Here. Commissioner Regalado, Commissioner Avakian Kroglian. Oh, okay. Great. We have quorum.
All right. Thank you. We have a quorum. The item on the agenda tonight is item number 3, which is a subdivision hearing for the North Westwood Neighborhood Council. And let me explain the procedure the way we have outlined it. First of all, the Department of Neighborhood Empowerment will make a presentation, Empower LA presentation, that would be done by CME Park. North Westwood Formation Committee presentation. North Westwood Neighborhood Council has 10 minutes to make their presentation on their bylaws and geographic geography. And then the Westwood Neighborhood Council presentation also has 10 minutes after that to discuss their issues and concerns. Then we have, after those three presentations, we have public comment. And that's where the public may express themselves. We have 42 speaker cards, and who knows who else may walk in. And because we have so many, you really have about a minute. If some of you know each other, it would be really good if you could combine your thoughts. We don't need to have one person, two people, 10 people saying the same thing. We've gotten that already in the emails. So try to, just try to be considerate of each other. I'm sure you don't want to be here until midnight either, I don't think. Maybe. But anyway, so we're going to try to keep this the speaker comments to about 1 or 1.5 minutes. If there's 42, that would be 42 minutes. That's not so bad with a little extra time. That's not so bad. So about 1.5 minutes to make a presentation and to give your comments. Okay. So without further ado, we will now do. Number 3, and the exact item is a subdivision hearing for the North Westwood Neighborhood Council, including discussion and possible action by the commission approving the bylaws for North Westwood Neighborhood Council and the Westwood. I should put my glasses on. And the Westwood neighborhood approving the bylaws for the North Westwood Neighborhood Council and the Westwood Neighborhood Council, thereby certifying the North Westwood Neighborhood Council. As the 98th Neighborhood Council in the City of Los Angeles. The Commission will also review and take action regarding the board structure and boundaries of these neighborhood councils, including the review and possible approval of boundary adjustment applications pertaining to the inclusion of the Westwood Hills and the Los Angeles National Cemetery in the Westwood Neighborhood Council area. Department of Neighborhood Empowerment and the report, if you had already read it, was online. So we'll start with an Empower LA presentation from CME Park.
Good evening, Commissioners. CME Park, Director of Neighbor Council Operations, here to present the department's recommendations on the item here presented tonight. So if we can turn to the first page. So the purpose of tonight, we're going to be covering two things, and we'll break it out into two sections. One is the approval of the North Westwood Neighbor Council bylaws, and then also the Westwood Neighbor Council bylaws. And then we'll also look at the boundary adjustment being proposed by Westwood Neighbor Council after the North Westwood Neighbor Council was formed. So with that said, tonight what we're going to do is the final step of the Neighbor Council subdivision election and to approve the bylaws of North Westwood Neighbor Councils and, as I said, the amended bylaws of Westwood Neighbor Council. And once the bylaws are approved, the goal is to deem the certification of the 98th Neighbor Council, which would be North Westwood. Okay, so next page. So the main thing really what we're looking at is first the board structure change. And what the department has found is we reviewed both the board structure being change being proposed within the North Westwood Neighbor Council's bylaws. And we have found that it reflects the diversity of the stakeholders. It allows all stakeholders the ability to vote and run in at least one seat. Also, we have found that no majority of the board seats are allocated to a single majority group, so it is diverse and inclusive. And for Westwood Neighbor Council's proposed board structure change / bylaw amendment can be found on page 6 of the department's report. And North Westwood Neighbor Council's board structure change can be found on page 5 of the department's report. Okay, so next page. And then the next segment we're presenting on has to do with the neighbor council boundaries. So I know there's a number of maps and different versions, and that there's a chronicle of history on our department report. But what we've done is we went ahead and presented a visual just so everyone can kind of get a clear sense of what is being proposed. So as you can see, the North Westwood Neighbor Council is in yellow and includes UCLA. And has no shared boundary, meaning that they want to maintain Westwood Village within their boundaries. Westwood Neighbor Council, which is the blue, which surrounds North Westwood, is proposing to share Westwood Village and some of the streets within Westwood Village, and then also to include the Los Angeles National Cemetery, which is between the 405 and Veteran, and also to include Westwood Village, which is on the northwest corner of Sunset and the 405. If an overlap, so because Westwood is proposing to share Westwood Village, that would create an overlap of boundaries. And if the commission does approve that, it will in fact turn into nearly a third of the new neighbor council to be shared. And then also, more importantly, it's going to cause a donut hole, resulting in the North Westwood Neighbor Council not being compact nor contiguous to its boundaries. So the area of what can be shared and where does this come from, right? So it's outlined in the plan for a citywide system of neighbor councils, Article 2, Section 2. And it states that the boundaries of two or more certified neighbor councils may not overlap with one another unless the area for proposed inclusion for each certified neighborhood council is designated or designed for public use, such as a park, school, library, police or fire station, major thoroughfare, or contains a landmark or facility with historical significance. Okay. And so that's really what we're looking at. We're looking at what the plan allows to be shared. And I think this is kind of the area, the term area seems to be what is open to interpretation depending on who you speak to. But from the department's perspective, the shared area, we've always recognized it as a parcel or two. It's just really to be a location, and what we've always found is that shared facilities are parcels, not an area as being described in a Westwood's boundary petition. So just because a region has historical landmarks doesn't necessarily mean that all the streets around it is now shareable. If that was the case, just to illustrate, a neighbor council can reach into another neighbor council that has a park or school or fire station and claim that all of the streets leading to that location would be shareable. Therefore, the department is recommending that Westwood Village is not a shareable area. But we did find two parcels that would be eligible because it is contiguous to Veteran, and that would be Fire Station 37 and the UCLA Rehabilitation Center on Veteran. So the map here is a diagram from the Westwood Village specific plan, and you can see that the numbers are historical landmarks. But you can also see that the Westwood Village specific plan only goes out over to Lynbrook. Okay, so next page. Westwood Neighbor Council's boundary petition also does include and propose the sharing of various streets throughout Westwood Village. And because The commission has yet to determine what constitutes a major thoroughfare. We are going to leave it up to the commission to make that determination, but we do have our recommendations as well. Okay. I think also the department is one of the more important things that we would like to emphasize is that when the neighbor council election or the subdivision election was conducted back in May 22nd of 2018, an overwhelming majority of voters voted to support the formation and the proposed boundaries of North Westwood Neighbor Council. So really, the voters voted knowing that Westwood Village would be included into the North Westwood Neighborhood Council. So we want to make sure that the will of the people are recognized. And so finally, what brings us to our recommendations and our findings, we are recommending, the Department of Neighbor Empowerment is recommending that the North Westwood Neighbor Council bylaws be approved, as we do find it meets the criteria, and also to certify its bylaws, establishing the North Westwood Neighbor Council as the 98th Neighbor Council in the City of Los Angeles. Also find that the Western Neighbor Council's new board structure and their bylaw amendments be approved, which would include reducing the number of seats from 19 to 17 and elimination of the student and faculty or staff seat. We also find that the North Westwood Neighbor Council and the Westwood Neighbor Council boundary adjustment, keeping Westwood Hills and the LA National Cemetery within the Westwood Neighbor Council's boundaries. And the two recommendations that we do have, should the board move forward, is that North Westwood Neighbor Council and Westwood Neighbor Council can share the public use locations of Fire Station 37 and the UCLA Rehabilitation Center, and then for the department to adjust the bylaws accordingly.
I do have some questions since we will be approving the bylaws, and I think should.
Can you join up?
Oh, I'm sorry. I forget about that.
Some things that perhaps should be cleared up. Within their bylaws, Section 4, Terms and Limits, they have two-year terms, but no board member should serve for more than 9 consecutive years. That means if somebody were elected for a fourth term, they would have to quit in the middle of their fifth term.
I do know that Westwood Neighbor Council
This is for North. This is all on North.
All right, got it.
Okay, so it's their Section 4 term limits. Mm-hmm. So you might want to look at that and consider that. Mm-hmm. If we go to the next page. Well, there are no page numbers on here. That's the problem. Did you find it?
I did.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to the next page and take a
look. What article are you looking at?
It's Section 4 of Article 5. So maybe
Section 4 of.
Maybe about page 7, give or take?
Yeah, somewhere right in there. Thank you. The following page, which is Section 7. It states any board member who misses 3 neighborhood council governing board meetings within a 12-month period. I think without further specification, that becomes a floating 12-month period. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure that was their intention. I don't know if they meant to have it as a calendar 12 months.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, continuing on. Let me see, what article is that? Well, it's just before Article 6 of it says officers on that particular page.
Probably close to page 10 on the bottom.
Yeah, but go up to the top to section 10.
Okay, resignation?
Yeah, it was resignation. Let me find that.
The shifting of categories?
No, let's skip that. I'm thinking, I didn't make a note on that. The following page, section 3, selection of officers. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that they're meaning the officers will be selected by the board, but it doesn't say that.
Okay.
It doesn't say how and in what manner they will be selected. So they might want to be more specific on that. Mm-hmm. Those were just some items I thought I would bring up as long as we're going to be approving them. Oh, and there was one last one, excuse me. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Let's go to two pages beyond to where they have section 3, notifications and postings.
Mm-hmm. Yes, bottom.
I don't know if they'd want to consider this, but some time ago the commission had a posting policy, mm-hmm. which if they posted on their website, etc., would allow them to have a single Brown Acted posting. Mm-hmm. And if they want to continue with the five locations, they haven't specified whether all five would be Brown Act compliant or if only one need be Brown Act compliant. Mm-hmm. So they might want to adjust it to conform to the policy. Maybe they want to keep posting to five places. Mm-hmm. So they should specify one, perhaps, mm-hmm. as their Brown Act compliant.
Got it.
That's it.
All right. Thank you for the notes. And we will work with the Northwest Wood Neighbor Council to make sure it gets incorporated, should that be the desire of the board.
Commissioner Atkinson, so was that an error? Did you actually mean they could serve no more than 9 years? Because as the commissioner said, that would put them in the middle of a term. If it's a two-year term, mm-hmm. and you're saying they can serve no more than 9 years, either they can serve no more than 8 years or they can serve no more than 10 years. Mm-hmm. But that odd number, I don't know if that's a typo or whether there was some reasoning behind that.
Can we maybe bring up one of the members of the formation committee to speak about the intent?
And as he comes up, I will make one further comment, Commissioner Schaefer. I don't know what they want to do with regards to limitation on terms, mm-hmm. but limiting them to consecutive terms means that once they have left that and there's a break of some kind, mm-hmm. they can start again because it's no longer consecutive.
Right.
So I don't know if they meant to limit them to X number of terms, period, mm-hmm. but the use of the term consecutive as opposed to a true term limit, they might want to consider.
Some of this is just to be in compliance with what most bylaws say in the first place. So there are minor, I think, corrections, and I just wanted to comment on that. Okay, so now you got 10 minutes to, and you can either, I'm sorry, did you have a question? I'm sorry.
He just wanted to. He
didn't ask all the commissioners if they had a question for Simi. Do you have any questions?
So before we jump on to the next section, Michael will go ahead and clarify what the formation committee meant in terms of the 9 consecutive terms and the term limits.
Okay. So you can either do your presentation or answer the question first or however you want to do it. You have 10 minutes.
I would answer the question first and then call up Roxanne for the presentation once that begins.
And definitely speak into that microphone.
Sure. Thank you. So with respect to the term limits, we are going to agree with most of your suggestions, but on the term limits, it says board members may serve no more than 9 consecutive years on the council board and may not be elected to a term of office that, if fully served, would cause them to exceed 9 consecutive years of office. So this is effectively 4 full consecutive term limits, but it's written like the vice president term limit, the president and vice president term limit for the United States Constitution. It establishes a 10-year limit for one to be a president, even though you're usually only going to serve 8 years if you serve 2 terms, and so you can't be elected to a term that, if fully served, would cause you to serve more than 10 years. It's basically the rule that causes vice presidents not to be screwed over by succeeding right at the end of a term, and thereby they only get to serve like 4.5 years. So that's our intention here. If someone were to be appointed to a board in the last year of a 2-year term, then they would be able to serve that and then run for the next 4 consecutive terms. But then after that, we don't want to ban them from ever serving again, but we want new blood occasionally. So that was the intent there. I support every other change suggested by Commissioner Schaefer. Yes, we intended that the officers be selected by the board. We were following the official template, but we are happy to change it to a single posting location as long as there is Brown Act compliant web posting, and we did not intend to create a floating period, so that first change, we would have it to a calendar year that one can miss no more than 3 unexcused terms without going before the board for disciplinary action. Were there further questions on the bylaws?
I had some questions, but maybe you'll address them in your presentation. So.
Fair enough. Roxanne, would you like to come up for us to do the presentation?
Oh, no, they're not ready.
Okay.
Is it a group presentation?
No. I wanted to see if the commissioners had any other questions for the department before we jump into Westwood's presentation. North Westwood's presentation.
I'll ask my questions now, and I guess they can be addressed either by you or by the gentleman presenting for North Westwood. Commissioner Lippman, my questions are, I have two questions. One is, it says that you can be 16 years of age to vote, but you must be 18 years of age or older to be elected, selected, or appointed by the board and our community stakeholders. And I just wonder, particularly with the university here and some students matriculating at an age earlier than 18, you know, some are super smart and get here at 16 or 17. I wonder if that's potentially problematic or should be clarified, say, you know, must be 18 by the time they take their seat because we have an election and then there's a period before where they're appointed at the next board meeting, you know. So I'd love, you know, for the department or North Westwood to consider that or speak to that. Second question I had was on this is a requirement or how the undergraduate students, graduate students, university staff, and faculty can be currently enrolled or employed, need not currently be enrolled or employed as long as they have been enrolled or employed within the past 460 days, which, you know, I think is verifiable. My concern is how do you verify if somebody intends to re-enroll within the next 460 days, considering that's a year and, what is that, 15 months? So I believe I understand the intent, right? You know, things happen. Students have challenges and they have to pause their, you know, studies. Faculty have issues, go on sabbatical, whatever. But I guess, you know, and obviously they may have a piece of paper that indicates that they're planning to re-enroll. But I guess I would have an issue or there could be an issue of whether or not, you know, somebody really is intending to re-enroll. And I'm wondering if there is some way to clarify that.
I will defer to the North Westwood Neighbor Council to address that, but what I can commit to is once the Neighbor Council is certified and they're up and running, the department will work hand in hand to verify and to seek documentation if needed to look at the intent of a person re-enrolling.
Okay. And Do you have any comments on the previous question,
yeah,
the 18 years?
That I do not. However, it also does account for the fact that we do have students that are younger than 18 enrolled in school, so it would allow for 16-year-old or older to actually vote in the seat.
Right.
Yeah. But it's really open to everybody. All community stakeholders would be eligible to vote.
Understood, but... And this is Commissioner Libman again. Just to clarify, I mean, if I was an undergraduate student and I matriculated at 17, which I did when I was an undergraduate, I would not be eligible to be elected, selected, or appointed to the seat if, you know, I mean, this is a hypothetical situation, but it's possible, right, that they're too young before the election happens. So I just wonder if there might be an opportunity to allow that for an undergraduate student potentially who wants to run for that seat, who I just wouldn't want to limit them just because they're age 18 and they are enrolled as an undergraduate student.
So. Correct. And the way I'm reading the attachment B of the bylaws is the 16-year-old limitation is really for those who would be eligible to vote. Those who would run for the seats, I do not see an age limitation. Because it does say it is open
right
to all stakeholders.
Yeah, that's true. In attachment B, it does not, but within the bylaws itself, it does indicate. Section says Article 5, Section...
It's there.
1.
Commissioner Atkinson, however, these bylaws and some other neighborhood council bylaws are consistent, so it's, they kind of like took it from a template. I mean, so there are a lot of neighborhood councils who say, okay, you can... join when you're 16 and do whatever,
right,
and but you can't hold office till you're 18. So I mean, it's a very common stipulation. So I don't know if it's necessary to have to, you know, unless that's, you know, that's the way they wanted it. It's just because you like young folks being in neighborhood council.
We're for young people.
You're for the young people. but it's consistent, so that's why I wouldn't have a question with it, because as long as it's consistent with most other bylaws, that wouldn't stop us from.
Gracie Liu,
General Manager for the Department of Neighbor Empowerment.
I would defer this question to the Formation Committee, because they can answer that. If Michael, if you'd like to come up so it doesn't go into your 10-minute time.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Commissioner Lippman, for the suggestion. When we were given a bylaw template and given advice on how to put together the bylaws, I forget who from the Department of Neighborhood Empowerment, but someone suggested that it would be better to avoid 18 and under because it creates a complication with their not being able to vote on matters regarding funding. There was no other reason that the Formation Committee saw fit to exclude that category. And if it's the collective experience of the commission that that's not that big of a deal and can be worked around, then the Formation Committee present, which is authorized to speak for the full Formation Committee, would, at your suggestion, lower the age limit.
Okay. Great. I mean, you guys can work it out, but just to clarify, I mean, yes, somebody who's under the age of 18 cannot vote on fiscal issues, on, you know, an allocation of funds, just because they still technically are considered a minor. But other boards have worked it out whereby, you know, it's a quorum, you know, those they don't count towards the quorum on those fiscal matters, but mm-hmm, it can be worked out. So if that is the intent of the Formation Committee and they consider that, by all means. So just a suggestion.
Any other questions?
No.
So the presentation is over with the...
With
your
the
presentation's
department.
Over?
No.
We got the real presentation now. We asked so many questions.
For those that are standing in the back, there's actually chairs that are stacked there. If you wanted to grab a chair and find a spot for it, please help yourself.
I'm Roxanne Stern. I'm a resident of North Westwood, and I am a member of the Formation. Is that not on? I'm a member of the Formation Committee. I worked hard with my colleagues to achieve neighborhood council status for North Westwood. Well,
how do you get close to the mic?
Get closer? Oh. Yeah, okay. To achieve neighborhood council status for North Westwood, for too long we have been unrepresented. We are a neighborhood. We are owners, renters, students, and businesses. But many of us have been ignored in the decision-making process with Westwood Neighborhood Council. And that's why we labored to create the North Westwood Neighborhood Council. We worked alongside many businesses, people whose needs were often ignored. Actually, they were opposed by the Westwood Neighborhood Council. We do not want to return to the Westwood Neighborhood Council. We don't want their responsibility for representing the village. Their unrepresentation was a major reason for forming a new neighborhood council in the first place. The Westwood Neighborhood Council has had 9 years to reach out to all stakeholders and has failed. Let's not return to the place we and our neighbors have worked so hard to escape from. The North Westwood North Neighborhood Council looks forward to representing all our neighbors and stakeholders and bringing life back to the village. And now Michael's thoughts.
Thank you, Roxanne, and thank you and good evening, commissioners. Michael Skiles, Graduate Students Association President, and it's my honor to serve as the chair of the North Westwood Neighborhood Council Formation Committee. And thank you all so much for coming to North Westwood to be with us tonight. We all started by attending Westwood Neighborhood Council meetings over a year ago, along with fellow student leaders such as Chloe Penn, Ariel Mactarzada, Gabriela Mesa, Joshua Baum, and Parshan Goswami, to respectfully voice our support for businesses and housing developments students so desperately need. Rather than listen to us, we were repeatedly shouted at during public comments, belittled, and even told we should have no say in what happens in Westwood until we own homes and pay property taxes. We soon learned that students weren't the only stakeholders who weren't represented well by this council. We met with owners of dozens of businesses who felt that Westwood Neighborhood Council's excessive micromanaging has significantly contributed to the high number of vacancies and lack of vitality Westwood is facing. We also met Roxanne Stern of the original Westwood Neighborhood Council Formation Committee, who introduced me to numerous homeowners who were also unhappy about all of the businesses Westwood Neighborhood Council was driving away. She explained to us that as soon as the council was formed, the same people who fought so hard to stop the council from existing in the first place formed a slate to completely monopolize the council and shut out any who disagreed with them. Year after year, they kept themselves beyond the reach of their electorate by having their polling place far from campus in Westwood Village and repeatedly rejecting online voting, even as their elections were on Sundays when most of their UCLA and business stakeholders weren't around to participate. Since we couldn't win a rigged game and there were no avenues for the community to recall council members, we looked to subdivision as the only way we could have a fair election and created a boundaries committee to investigate what areas might be better represented by a more forward-thinking council. The Westwood Neighborhood Council appeared to have the support of Westwood Hills and the various HOAs east of Malcolm and south of Ohio. But we had a lot of supporters at UCLA on Hillgard Sorority Row, in the North Village area where mostly students lived, and throughout the Westwood Village Business Improvement District area, which ultimately voted to endorse our subdivision and has also passed a resolution against Westwood Neighborhood Council retaking shared control of our areas. Urban planning professor Paavo Monkonen on our Boundaries Commission suggested our area would more fully represent the UCLA community if we included the residential area between Veteran and Westwood down to Ohio, where many UCLA students and staff members live. This raised the question of whether to include the businesses along Westwood Boulevard that predominantly served both the UCLA community and the area's Persian population. I met with numerous Persian business owners, such as Alex Helmy, who expressed that they were eager to join us in leaving the old council, which had repeatedly marginalized their community. from passing a resolution accusing numerous businesses in the area of promoting terrorism to citing an Iranian immigrant's limited English proficiency as a reason to oppose his restaurants getting a liquor license, which is why 31 Pershing Square business owners just sent all of you a petition asking to no longer be a shared resource of the old council. Our boundaries were set. We had identified an area that was ready to embrace the promise of more inclusive and forward-thinking council. After over 6 months of outreach with numerous town halls and meetings, as well as a vigorous campaign season and polling places that were accessible to both sides, plus vote by mail, the democracy we sought to bring to Westwood worked. 2016's turnout of 496 multiplied by over seven times, with nearly 58% of more than 3,500 voters voting to move Westwood forward. And here we are tonight to certify that will of the voters. The voters in this election widely understood themselves to be voting for the boundaries as we proposed them, not with the shared boundaries Westwood Neighborhood Council is now asking for. At the core of every discussion of why we should break away were discussions of how the old council's positions on proposed businesses, housing developments, bike lanes, etc., have held our community back and necessitated breaking away from the old council. We created our council to remove red tape for the businesses and developments our community needs. But if the old council were to remain in control, then we actually would be adding a layer of bureaucracy. Indeed, once the Westwood Council began discussing shared boundaries, we would not have moved forward with the vote if not for Dunn and the city attorney clearly opining that they could not share entire regions as they proposed. And we appreciate Dunn's recognition that sharing boundaries would be against the will of the voters, who asked for change, not an expanded bicameral bureaucracy. If every proposed business and development has to go before two different councils and their respective committees, especially when the demand of these councils would likely tug applicants in irreconcilable directions, then it is game over. We will have lost all hope of getting Westwood ready to welcome the world for the Olympics or embracing the opportunity the Purple Line extension will bring. That's why it is so important for you to reject this shared boundary request. The word area could refer to something as broad as a Los Angeles general plan area, so you have to look at the context of the ordinance, which Dunn and the city attorney aptly notes to clearly be single parcels, streets, or parks. Also, the village would not currently be on Westwood Neighborhood Council's actual borders, but only on their shared borders if you were also to grant them Wilshire. So granting them Westwood Village would establish a leapfrog precedent. If you set both the leapfrog and regional area precedents tonight, then tomorrow the Historic Cultural Neighborhood Council could ask to share the 101, and then it would border the Civic Center plan area, which it would then ask to share on the grounds that it contains the Cathedral, City Hall, Grand Park, and Dorothy Chandler Building. But then it would border Bunker Hill area, and would need to take that because it's got the Walt Disney Concert Hall and the Broad, and so on and so on. As the Dunn staff report says, this precedent would make boundaries meaningless, citywide. Instead of setting a precedent that would eviscerate the neighborhood council system and establishing an insurmountable bureaucracy, let us respect democracy and uphold the will of the 2027 business owners, residents, workers, and students who voted to move Westwood forward. Thank you.
Okay, we have 10 minutes allotted for the Westwood Neighborhood Council presentation. And I don't know who that is that's giving the presentation. Okay.
Before I start, any time that I have left over, I would like to give to my Vice President, Sandy Brown, if...
That's fine. Just for the public comment, not for this presentation, because sometimes that's a group presentation, but for public comment, there were a couple of public comments where somebody wanted to cede their time to someone else, and we don't do that. So you do your own time, but not on the presentation. The presentation, you can have several people who have take turns. But on the public comment period, you do your own time.
Okay. My name is Lisa Chapman, and I'm the president of the Westwood Neighborhood Council. I'm usually a level-headed person. This speech, however, isn't going to be that. We've been through hell and back this past year in this fiasco of a subdivision process. It's been mean, nasty, unfair, immoral, biased. It's been wrong on every level wrong can be. So I'm not going to stand up here and try to make a last-ditch effort to try to convince you that our shared boundary petition is proper and just, that it meets all the criteria that has been set forth by the city in their very small little portion. We all know that it does. We all know that the truth doesn't matter, and it hasn't mattered throughout this whole process. This is about politics and backdoor deals of Dunn and the city attorney to what we consider to be corrupt departments that have brought nothing but frustration and distrust to the neighborhood council system and grassroots politics. We have always been an outspoken council. When we identify walls that should not exist or rules that make no sense, we say so and we say it loudly. Dunn doesn't like this. They like to make up new rules as they go. It helps them legitimize the damage that they've caused in communities across Los Angeles. There are multiple anti-Dunn sites and blogs now due to the overwhelming overstep of this department. They have become a rogue entity. Dunn Watch and the blogs of Michael Kohlhaas exist to shine a light on the immoral and nonsensical reasoning of Grace Liu, Mike Fong, and company. Recent public requests have begun to uncover the unethical conduct that runs rampant at Dunn. This is just the tip of the iceberg. We know, for instance, from these public information requests that the Westwood BID members, Kevin Crummy and Executive Director Andrew Thomas, were some of the masterminds behind having Westwood Forward file their petition in the first place for subdivision and definitely to include Westwood Village. They knew that developers and lobbyists could be easily influenced by inexperienced college students and take advantage of a wild, wild west scenario in Westwood. We have already uncovered lobbying emails and developer emails backing this premise. From the very beginning, this has been underhanded, secretive, and collaborative. Westwood Forward has publicly called out the WWNC for not being business friendly, which it couldn't be further from the truth. The one business that Westwood Forward has championed all along here has been the D1 Cafe. This is the one business that we had reservations about due to their owner not being able to answer specific questions about liquor license. So they have now been cited by UCLA. They have been cited twice now by the Alcohol Bureau for selling liquor without a license, and their building burned down last week and is now being investigated as arson. So I think that speaks for itself. 2 weeks ago, the Westwood BID had a public Brown enacted meeting. On their agenda was a motion for non-support of shared boundaries. When asked publicly at that meeting why this item was included, it was repeated that Mike Fong had contacted the BID, Andrew, and Jessica Dabney to have this item placed on their agenda. I directly emailed Mike, Grace, and Semi to find out if this was true, and after several repeated emails, Dunn refused to acknowledge my question or give me an answer. Refused. Mike Fong did not ask any of the groups supporting us to have this on their agendas, including the West LA Chamber of Commerce, BizFed, etc. This tactic is a far reach for a department who has supposedly dedicated itself to supporting neighborhood councils. Kevin Crummy, a Westwood BID board member, said he spoke with the city attorney on several occasions. And when I spoke with Darren Martinez, he denied that the city attorney speaks with BIDs and that all inquiries from the public are sent to Dunn. I was also not given any answers in that regard. Our experience with getting information from Dunn about the subdivision elections process, shared boundaries, has been like pulling teeth. Information that we have been entitled to, have asked for, and have been ignored repeatedly. Dunn has clearly assisted Westwood Forward from the very beginning of this subdivision process. Emails uncovered between Dunn and Westwood Forward through public access requests have shown this. Our council and many of our politically active stakeholders have been serving this community for over 50 years. They have more experience and knowledge of city governance in their little fingers than the entirety of Dunn and the NC City Attorney's Office. They know this has become a complete sham. They know, just as everyone in the city knows, that is clearly outlined in your books that you have all received and probably not even looked at, that Westwood Village has always been meant to be a shared area from the very beginning. Dunn and Westwood Forward can speak all they want to the will of the people, and everyone in this room knows what a sham this vote of an election was. Held on a weekday during hours where working families could not attend at a very convenient spot on campus, students were hustled in just walking through campus, given free pizza, and told that Rocco's is going to close unless you vote. So these students cared nothing about neighborhood councils. They don't come to our neighborhood council meetings. They never have. They may never come. This subdivision never had to happen. The entire student population could have tried to take over the Westwood Neighborhood Council. They had many opportunities to do so, many years to do so, and chose not to do that. Now, I know that you think that we're going to go away, because we know you're not going to approve the shared boundaries. We already know that's a fact, that you've never gone against what Dunn has proposed in anything. So I'm not even sure why we're here tonight, but that's a whole other story. We're not going to go away, because businesses are going to have to come to our council. We will make sure that businesses come to our council. It's done all over the city. In Koreatown, businesses have to report sometimes to three different councils. Okay? So there is a precedent for this. There are many, many areas of Los Angeles where businesses have to present to different councils. It's a fact. And we will make sure that that happens, or there will be an opposition to them. I'm frankly a little surprised that, I'm not sure what bonk is, actually. I've read and read and read, and I see that you're supposed to oversee Dunn and their prospects, what they do. I don't see that you do any of that. You just give them what they want every time. When they've clearly breached ethics laws, you remain silent and complicit. We met with Paul Koretz's office, and even though Paul Koretz himself said that we actually do meet the requirements to share boundaries, I don't think that he's going to be brave enough to 245 this in council. We'll see. There's always a possibility, but I doubt it. So all of this has been an exercise in futility, as far as I'm concerned. An entire high-functioning neighborhood council has been torn apart. An entire community has been torn apart for no reason. Because Dunn wanted another neighborhood council to meet the directive of the mayor. And it didn't matter what the cost was. Anyway, I'm just going to end this with, I think a name change is order, because a name change is in order, because I don't think Dunn or Bonk empower anyone in Los Angeles. Sandy, do you want to take over the rest of the time?
Did they have a vice president wanted to speak?
No. Somebody has.
Oh. One minute and 25 seconds.
Anyone else from your board? Ms. Chapman? You have a minute and how much left?
Minutes.
Okay.
Good evening. I'm Sandy Brown. I'm Vice President of the Westwood Neighborhood Council and President of Holmby Westwood Property Owners Association, which is adjacent to Westwood Village. I will hand in my testimony because obviously it's too long to go through today, but let me just share a few things with you. One is on the major highway issue. And it's very interesting that LA Department of Transportation doesn't even use the word thoroughfare in any of their street designations. However, you do. So that's what we have to go by. Both major Class 1 highways and major Class 2 highways are considered major highways by your city of Los Angeles. Therefore, Wilshire, Sunset, and Westwood Boulevard are major streets, whether they be thoroughfares or not. I don't know how, I understand that it's left up to you to decide what is major, class one or class two. If the city considers them all three major, I think that that is something that you should also do. I wanted to go on the boundary of the new neighborhood council. Part of their boundary is...
Brown, that's 10 minutes now.
What?
That's 10 minutes.
Okay, but I'll take my 2 minutes now. Can I do that? Or you want me to break it all up? Happy to do it.
You need public comment?
Shut up. Give her the 2 minutes.
Give her the 2 minutes.
Okay. Are we doing 2 minute public comment?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I yield my time to her. They say you're not allowed.
You can't yield.
Well, you can't.
On the boundary of the new neighborhood council that is being formed, they have taken about a long, long block, maybe two blocks, of Holmby Westwood Property Owners Association. We have 1,100 homes in Holmby Westwood. To take Hillgard from Sunset to I guess it would be Strathmore, which are just a single line of single-family homes, and put it in a different neighborhood council than the rest of our association makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. So I would ask that you take that out of the Westwood Forward Council and put it back into Westwood Neighborhood Council so that it can join 1,100 homes and be in the same neighborhood council. That makes no sense whatsoever. Secondly, I would ask that your binders that you have, if you're not going to be needing them after this meeting, I will be happy to collect them, because we will be needing them again. The other thing I just wanted to talk about is the word area. And Webster defines it as a geographical region, as stated as Chicago area, but you can substitute, of course, the Westwood area. An area is not a facility or a structure, but an area can contain a facility. The area of Westwood Village is designed for public use as stated in our petition. It was designed specifically and only for public use for the surrounding residential and student communities 90 years ago, and continues to serve our communities as a village for public use to this day. I believe that our petition for the Westwood Neighborhood Council meets every single solitary requirement and criteria that is found in the neighborhood plan. And if it's a discretionary decision, that's something else. I don't believe it is. I think we meet it, and therefore we should be. It should be honored and given to us. Thank you.
Thank you. Hold on, just
clarification.
Yes, clarification.
I'd like to ask a clarifying question.
Yeah.
Okay. To Sandy.
Very brief. You spoke of Hillgard and Holmby.
Hillgard Avenue from Sunset.
I know.
Okay. It'd be on the east side only.
I understand. Let me finish.
Okay.
What portion of the eastern Hillgard boundary are you addressing?
From Sunset on the east side of Hillgard, from Sunset to Strathmore. Those are all single-family homes and part of Holmby Westwood Property Owners.
Are any of the university's sorority or fraternity houses within that?
No.
Thank you.
Commissioner Lippman, is Simi still here?
Oh, yeah.
Can I? I'd like to just ask an additional question. Can we go back to the map for a sec? The previous, the... Yeah. So maybe you can explain, because it looks like, is it one parcel in on Hillgard? Is that where the line is? Because it's not 100%. It's east of Hillgard, but is it the
yes,
the parcel that is on the east side of Hillgard?
So the reason why you're seeing kind of a
jagged,
not a straight line, it's a jagged line, is because...
Right.
North Westwood is claiming up to the east side of Hillgard, which would contain both sides of Hilgard. So what we've done is we've crossed out, crossed towards the property line on the east side of Hilgard.
Right, so it's not the east side of the street, it's the actual east,
the parcel
that's address is Hilgard designated as Hilgard.
And facing Hilgard on the east side.
Right. And then what's this, is that veteran? Is that a long veteran basically?
Correct.
For
on
half
the west side, it's all veteran straight down.
Through, oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Got it. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
We should leave that map.
I just rather. Okay.
Did you have a question? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay. So that's a
question. Okay. All right. We are. If you take a close I want to be sure they don't have a question on the map.
Some of it's a
that's our public comment, y'all.
Later.
All right, we're going to start public comment. I just wanted to be sure that they had their questions answered about the map. Right now we'll do about a minute and a half for a public comment from each person.
Two
minutes? Oh, it has to be 2 minutes. Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry, so it is 2 minutes. We were having so many, so we can't cut it down. All right, so we have, we'll start because we have one of our many 45 people.
Okay, great. Commissioner Lippman, I just want to remind folks to please address us. Please be respectful of us and everyone in the room. And we also request that if somebody has spoken previously and you agree wholeheartedly with their position, just for the sake of all of us and for all our time, I'm sure people have childcare commitments and other commitments, please just say, you know what, I agree with Speaker X and I yield my time, and we'll recognize that. We will cut everyone off at 2 minutes. So please either be finishing up your sentence or about to finish your sentence at that two-minute mark so that we can give everybody equal time. That's what public comment is about, is providing a forum so that the public can speak.
If they represent someone,
right.
Please do announce that.
And if you represent a client or an organization in an official capacity, please indicate that as well. So what I will do, and I'm just going to read these in the order that we received them. And as we said earlier, you cannot unfortunately yield time to another speaker. We don't allow that. And I'm just going to read off, first of all, the speaker cards that we received that said that they did not wish to speak but wanted to record their position, their comment. This is Marls Shalabi of WHPOA. It says, remove from North Westwood Neighborhood Council. D. Teller from WPOA says, remove from Neighborhood Council Northwest Community. Okay, I think that's both what those said. James Gavins, a homeowner, said that they're for item three. And then Sharon Romick also said that they're for item three. Okay, so now I will. Right. They said that they did not wish to speak but wanted to be recorded as for the motions on item three. Okay. Oh, okay. So I'll add you back in. Okay, no problem then. Okay, I'm going to call up three people at a time just so that we can keep it going. So Margaret Taylor, please come up. Terry Tignazian and Josh Trifonovich, please come up.
Go ahead.
Good evening. For the record, my name is Margaret Taylor of Apex LA. I am a land use consultant for 28 years in the city of Los Angeles, and I do work in all of the 97, I guess, neighborhood councils. I do live in this area now, and so I'm just really testifying as to that aspect of the request. I do concur with the recommendation of the neighborhood council staff and their report. I would just like to give a couple of reasons why from my perspective. I do hear from the business communities when they are asking me about going into a potential area, how complex is it? Is it something that I can reasonably predict if I agree to certain things, I have a likelihood of getting through the process successfully because it's a significant investment. Westwood Village already has a specific plan area. There's already the building department process. There's already, if you're in a historic building, working with the Office of Historic Resources, you have to work with the Design Review Board, and you have to work with the planning department, which does already have a public hearing notification process to 500 feet owners and occupants, and anyone can already attend that public hearing process. So as when we as applicants want to go out to the community for additional outreach, we do reach out to those neighborhood councils that are most affected as stakeholders in the community. In this case, I believe Westwood Village, as defined by the North Westwood Neighborhood Council, really does reflect the immediately potentially impacted stakeholders of the community. The businesses there, it doesn't surprise me that the Business Improvement Association would want to weigh in because they represent the businesses and some of the property owners in that area. It has been very difficult to already get through the Westwood Neighborhood Council process because it does tend to be frequently appealed, frequently back to neighborhood councils, et cetera. So I say one neighborhood council and a more streamlined process. Thank you.
Thank you. Terry?
Thank you, Commissioners. My name is Terry Tegnazian. I'm president of the Westwood Hills Property Owners Association, and I'm here to urge you to support the conclusion of Dunn, the vote of the Westwood Neighborhood Council, the vote of the North Westwood Formation Committee, and our own neighborhood's vote to move or remove our neighborhood from the North Westwood neighborhood and let it remain with Westwood Neighborhood Council. That requires that you, that requires that the Westwood Neighborhood Council have annexed the VA property, which I believe they've done, and I want that by they voted to do, and they would need approval from you. And I want to ask that you make sure that the map and the boundary description is sufficient to meet whatever requirements there are so that we can remain with Westwood Neighborhood Council. I believe that means that all the federal property along the west side of Veteran Avenue needs to be included with Westwood Neighborhood Council.
Thank you.
This is Josh. Thank you. Josh.
My name is Josh Trifunovic.
Hold on one sec, Josh. Yeah. Let me call up Glenn Bailey, Griffith Simon, and Andrew Thomas. Go ahead, Josh.
Hi, my name is Josh Trifunovic. I own Rocco's Tavern. I own the property. I pay property taxes there, and I pay the special assessments for Westwood Village. I went to UCLA. I also grew up, and I was born in Santa Monica and grew up in Westwood. I played Little League baseball, Westlake Little League. I went to Westwood Elementary. I also played basketball, Westwood Recreation Center as a child growing up. To say my family and I are members of the community would not be a statement. It'd be a fact. And I can stand up here and tell you the painful, insulting, and downright hurtful process the old neighborhood council put my family and I through. I can stand up here and tell you the extortion that some one of their members tried to do on my family and I. I can stand up here and tell you the hundreds and thousands of dollars that the old neighborhood council cost my family and I to open our own business in our own community. But that's not what today's about. Today is about democracy. Today's about the very fabric this country was built. A couple hundred years ago, a couple guys named Jefferson, Adams, Franklin, and Washington came together to form a government, to create a country. And this country was founded by the people. They stood up against a monarch, against an oligarchy, for the people. Now, this may be a small community, and you may think that we're nestled in this big, grand city of Los Angeles, and you may think that your decision here today may not have that great of an impact on the city or the country as a whole, but I'm telling you right now, it does. Your decision here today means everything to the very ideals this country was built on. There was an election. Votes were cast. It was open, and the people's will spoke. This is our democracy. So the choice is simple. The decision shouldn't be a foregone conclusion. Ask yourself this question. Do you believe in democracy? Don't throw away what our forefathers gave us. Don't trample on the wars we fought, the lives we've lost, to try and defend and uphold the ideals of this great country, the United States of America. And if you think in those terms, you'll find the choice is simple. Choose America. Choose the election results.
Thank you.
Uphold democracy.
Commissioner Maggie Derrett Quiroz would like to indicate that Commissioner Debbie Wiebe joined us at 7:15.
Let's see. Andrew? Go ahead.
I'm actually Griffith. Is that
Griffith,
okay?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Thank you for being here tonight. I'm Griffith Simon. I grew up nearby and spent a lot of time in the Westwood Village growing up. I currently live nearby, and I do a lot of business in Westwood, go to the gym a few blocks away. And over the past few years, I've seen how Westwood has declined through my own eyes. Restaurants I used to eat at are no longer here. Stores I shopped at are now replaced by vacancies all throughout the village, and it breaks my heart to see that. I've heard stories of what Westwood used to be like even before I was a teenager, and vibrant, lively, and active, and I hope that we can get back to that again. I voted in favor of the subdivision back in May because I believe that a smaller Westwood Village-focused council would be best for revitalizing the village, where I used to be excited to go to and show off to my visiting friends. And I was disappointed when I heard of this shared resources petition because it goes directly against my vote and the votes of more than 2,000 other concerned community members. And so I'd like to echo Josh's sentiment and the sentiment and beliefs of the more than 2,000 other concerned community members and urge you to reject the shared resources petition. Thank you.
Thank you. Glenn?
Glenn Bailey, speaking as an individual. I emailed the commission and other interested persons about an item was brought to my attention earlier today about voting irregularity at the June 13th meeting of the Westwood Neighborhood Council. I've asked that communication be entered into the record of this meeting. Hope you'll do that because of the time limits. I'm involved with a neighborhood council in the valley that has three shared areas that we share with other neighborhood councils and a fourth that a neighborhood council shared with us. And every time we went through that process, it was very, very clear. And I think that the plan, that the neighborhood council plan, makes it really clear that shared facilities are public facilities, parks, fire stations. They are not residential areas. They're not businesses, because those folks have stakeholdership in one neighborhood council as opposed to the facilities. So while I'm not commenting on this issue because I'm not in the area, the consequences citywide are huge, because what you do here today does have consequences, and you will be changing a precedent that has been set for 15 years where you have always said shared facilities are the parks, the libraries, the fire stations, the public facilities. They're not business areas. They're not residential areas for those reasons. And lastly, to make nobody happy with me, if the boundary line includes the seven-level parking structure on Glendon, south of Wilshire, that would bring it adjacent to the Westwood Branch Library, which is an appropriate public facility, which could be shared between both neighborhood councils. But since I've looked at different maps and it's not clear if that parcel is included or not, one it is, one it's not, but I'm just throwing that out there, that would be an excellent example of a shared facility that could be used for meetings by both neighborhood councils. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Andrew.
Thank you. Good evening, commissioners. Thank you for your time. My name is Andrew Thomas. I'm the executive director of the Westwood Village Improvement Association. We are contracted by the City of Los Angeles to administer the Westwood Business Improvement District, and we represent hundreds of businesses and property owners in that area. Westwood Village is also in our district. After careful consideration, our board determined to support the subdivision to support Westwood Forward's effort to create the North Westwood Neighborhood Council. And recently, we determined to oppose, as shared resources, our commercial district and also the thoroughfares on Westwood Boulevard and Wilshire Boulevard. The primary reasons for our opposition are that we believe that declaring shared resources would defy the will of the voters, and also that we believe it would be detrimental to our businesses to have to meet with two neighborhood councils to seek input and approvals. We need to make it easier for businesses to join our Westwood community, and we believe that having two councils would make this process more difficult and certainly more frustrating. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Andrew. I'd like to call up Jerome Brown, James Gavins, and Alvin Ms. Okay, thank you.
Jerome Brown, just a point of clarification. I thought there were supposed to be public comments on different components of three. We're being asked to if I have different thoughts on different portions, am I only entitled to two, 2 minutes total?
Correct,
yeah.
I see Mike Fong is dictating to you. I don't understand that.
I mean, maybe the city attorney wants to. Maybe city attorney wants to clarify, but we only have one item on the agenda.
What is that?
Number three.
And what are the components of three? That's all I'm trying to find out.
And you speak on all of them, and you have 2 minutes.
All right, let's just start off. Number one.
Quiet, please, and let him start.
Occidental College and Forest Lawn Cemeteries are huge properties which are shared by adjacent neighborhood councils. There is no precedent being set here by having Westwood being sharing Westwood Village. In January this year, Dunn wrote to you that in reviewing the pending subdivision applications, the department would incorporate the Board of Neighborhood Councils Commissioner's recommendations for changing the subdivision ordinance because they were an improvement to the existing subdivision regulations by allowing you to be part of the subdivision process. Commissioners, in case you don't know it, this didn't happen, did it? Dunn does what it wants to do and chooses the meaning of words to justify its recommendations to you. So after the meeting, let's go to Firehouse 37 for a beer and a hamburger to discuss things. Can't we do that? Dunn says that the firehouse is designed for public use and that to them the word area in Article 3, Section 2 doesn't mean area, it means a parcel. Don't we all agree with that interpretation? Because of that, Westwood Village, with all of its businesses, theaters, restaurants, historic buildings, museums, and major thoroughfares, is not an area qualifying for the overlapping boundaries, even though, as the records clearly show, it was designed nearly 100 years ago for public use by UCLA and surrounding communities and continues to be used in that way. WWNC's petition for overlapping boundaries is absolutely and totally compliant with the criteria laid out in Everyday English in that article. Let your common sense prevail over the distorted use of the English language as presented by Dunn. Dunn isn't even sure that Westwood Boulevard, Wilshire Boulevard, should be considered a major thoroughfare. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just for point of clarification, the decision on subdivisions hasn't been decided because that's decided by the City Council. And we have and are working on our position on subdivisions, but it hasn't happened not because of us. It hasn't happened because of the City Council. And it's being considered right now by Councilman Rue, which most people know. It's in his committee now. Just for clarification. Thank you very much.
Jane?
Go ahead.
Good evening, commissioners. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. I really don't have anything new to add. I would recommend or ask that you vote to accept Dunn's recommendations and thorough and thoughtful report and reject the shared resources position and respect the wish of the voters. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Short and sweet. Alvin?
Good evening. My name is Alvin Milder, and I... taking your suggestion. Hello?
Go ahead.
Can you hear me? Taking your suggestion, I want to say I support strongly Terry Tagnasian, Sandy Brown, and Jerry Brown's comments. There's no reason why, in fact, as Jerry said, the area should be shared, and you'd be better off if it was shared. You'd get thoughts and advice from many sources. For instance, sources that know people that are quoting our constitutional aspect and say that a bicameral legislature handling of it wouldn't work. It is bicameral. That's what our Constitution says. Anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Philip, Gabriel from Scrubs Unlimited, Jessica Dabney from North American Realty, and Chuck Vogel. Please come up next. Philip?
Hi, my name is Philip Gabriel. I own property in Westwood Village at 10930 Wayburn Avenue. I also have a business there. I'm also a landlord to a business. I just want to make it perfectly clear that the bid does not represent the businesses in the village. They represent property owners. And to get to the exact point, they only represent 50.1% of the square footage in the village, not 50% of the property owners in the village, 50.1% of the square footage. So, because the bid knew that they would never get 51% of the property owners to agree to a new bid, so they went by square footage. So the bid went after the large landowners, and they were able to get 50.1%, just 0.1% of square footage, and they were able to pass it. The bid is, for the past 5 years, has tried to rescue people who bought property in the past 5 years, and they way overpaid for their property, and they tried to rescue them by supporting this on new council. I don't even have Christmas lights on my tree. I'm the only street in Westwood Village on Wayburn Avenue that doesn't have Christmas lights because they're angry with me because I'm vocal. I don't understand why Wayburn, one of the major cross streets in the village, does not have Christmas lights. It doesn't make any sense. So the bid does not represent the property owners, the business owners in the village. And you want to talk about the democracy? This was a rigged election. My customers couldn't vote in this election because the polling places are too far apart. Why didn't you have a polling place in the village where my customers could have voted? You put one on Bruin Walk so the students could do it, and then we had to in the park, but nothing in the village. We were never asked to be part of this. The merchants don't want to be part of this new council. We were never asked. There was one secret meeting that they invited a few people they knew would be supportive of them, but they didn't tell anybody else. There were secret meetings held throughout, okay? We don't want to be a part of this new council, and I really appreciate it if you could take my thoughts into consideration. Thank you.
Thank you. Jessica?
Good evening. Thank you for being here this evening. I'm a commercial property owner. I own commercial property in Westwood Village itself and on Westwood Boulevard south of Wilshire. And I believe having two neighborhood councils would be disastrous for business. I struggle to lease property. I have vacancy for months and months at a time. And what I hear from tenants when I'm reaching out to them to try to get them to lease space in Westwood Village and on Westwood Boulevard is that doing business in Westwood is too cumbersome. And having two neighborhood councils would make it even more difficult. So I would ask you to reject the idea of a shared resource, both for the village and for Westwood Boulevard. Thank you.
Thank you. Chuck?
Honorable commissioners, I'm Chuck Vogel. I've lived in Westwood Hills for 27 years. I graduated from the UCLA School of Law, so I'm quite familiar with the whole area you're talking about. My request is simple. I adopt Terry Tagnesian's comments, and I want Westwood Hills to remain in Westwood Neighborhood Council. That's my request.
Thank you. Let me call up Stephen Resnick from WWNC, Alex Helmy from Demoka, and Mo Mostashian.
Good evening, council members, commissioners. Stephen Resnick, Secretary of the Westwood Neighborhood Council. Commissioners, I'm proud to be a member of the Westwood Neighborhood Council, and I'm proud to have such great colleagues to work with. Everyone knows that the Westwood Neighborhood Council is number one in the city in their use of the funds that we are granted from the city, that we give out in grants to local community organizations that desperately need it. We keep our expenses to a minimum, and they all go out to these community organizations. No other council in the city does that. And I must say that Gracie Liu doesn't like that. She doesn't like it because we don't do the amount of outreach that she wants us to do. I know that because we talked about this years ago. And while we're talking about Gracie Liu, you might ask her why the council voted no confidence in Gracie Liu, why she refused to attend a meeting with the neighborhood council. She would not refuse to be seen in public with us. Commissioners, is there no decency in the department? Haven't they done enough damage to our community? Haven't the good volunteers that make up the Westwood Neighborhood Council suffered enough? This is your moment of truth, your opportunity to do some good for Westwood. I hope you will accept the challenge.
Thank you. Alex?
Good evening. My name is Alex Helmy. I have lived and worked. I own business, and I am a property owner in Westwood Boulevard. And I'm also very proud to be the founder of the Pershing Square in Westwood area. And we businesses in Westwood Boulevard, we have signed a petition, 31 businesses, they do not want to share anything with the old neighborhood council. There's many reasons for that. We have been the victim of the discrimination against our community for long from this neighborhood council. They have endangered our community. They called our community supporting terrorism. The signs in Westwood Boulevard are promoting terrorism. I could not believe it. You know, they passed a resolution. You know, and we are very grateful you guys listen to the voters' voice and do the right thing. Thank you.
Thank you. And we have Debbie Nussbaum, Bettina O'Mara, and Kevin Crummy come up next, and this is Mo.
Yes.
Correct?
Thanks. My name is Mo Mastashari. I hope you can hear me. We have Flame Cultural Center. It's a nonprofit organization. We support any organization. We provide location, food, anything any nonprofit organization wants. And our mission statement is about culture diversity and tolerance of various religions. I want to speak to you on behalf of Iranians that came to this country 40 years ago and made it in this country, and I'm paying it forward. I have gone to many of these people's meeting, and everybody talked about what the founders wanted to do, a democratic system. If you oppose to racism, turn them down. We love going forward with this new committee. Every time we went to this meeting and the issue they created for Persian community, that after 40 years, somebody like me to my country, I cannot have a Persian song, Persian sign, and everybody all over California can have Chinese, Korean, and everybody else. It's a cultural diversity, but they were against this. They called us a terrorist. So this is what we're facing. If it wasn't for this racist attitude, we wouldn't be here. So this is not about who said what in this memo to somebody and all those insults that lady made. This is about this country is a country of people, various religious and culture. And if this is what you believe in, let's go for two council. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Debbie from WHPOA.
Right. Hi. I'm Debbie Nussbaum, and I live in Westwood Hills. I've lived there for 31 years. I'm also on the Westwood Hills Property Owners Board. and our board voted to make the village a shared commodity. I want to talk about the importance of removing Westwood Hills from the new neighborhood council, and that it should continue with the existing Westwood Neighborhood Council. We are contiguous to the Westwood Neighborhood Council by adding along the VA Cemetery and the boundaries along Veteran Boulevard. UCLA has a really huge footprint in this area. The number of people enrolled and employed by UCLA is more than double the number of residents in the area. So when you look at the numbers of people that voted, we did pretty good, but we lost, unfortunately. UCLA, I want you to know that UCLA has its own organizational system, their own police department, their housing program, their student government council for undergrads and grads. They have their own emergency preparedness programs and much more. What is Westwood Hills? What does the local neighborhoods have? We have our little neighborhood council that really needs to be kept together as one group. Westwood Hills should not be swallowed up into this UCLA-driven organization. UCLA can speak for itself and has on so many issues. Our homeowners reflect a diverse group in different stages of their life. We understand what community is. We understand raising children in the neighborhood, the two neighborhood elementary schools. Why should my neighborhood be cut off from the existing elementary schools or the middle school? If the proposed neighborhood council is built,
thank you.
We really need to look at the whole community that is not being served. It's just being divided by a group that didn't want to work within
Bettina,
the existing
please.
Bettina,
parameters. Please. Thank you. Bettina?
Hi. Thank you for having me here. I've lived in Westwood for 50 years. I attended Emerson, Uni, UCLA. Westwood was my stomping ground. It was glorious as it was an exciting place to eat, drink, and hang out. The state of Westwood is tremendously sad and a blight on our neighborhood. When we have visitors and students saying it's boring and what happened to Westwood, it had me curious. I began to attend hearings, council meetings, and land use meetings to research what was going on and what got us to this point. I am a very informed voter and resident. I wanted to address some of the rumors and fallacies. First of all, the North Westwood Council was not instigated by students, but it was instigated by retail owners tired of being harassed and stopped by the current council. The students did not start this. They joined the creation of the new council. It was created to stop the influence of a group that had an NIMBY attitude toward growth and revitalization. The vote was not won by students. It was won by homeowners, it was won by retailers, and it was won by students. This is an election that was fair, and it was done correctly. The Westwood Neighborhood Council has said that truth doesn't matter, but there was false information being put out that there would be apartments in single-family neighborhoods that you needed to have, you would lose your parking permit. There was radio ads presenting a pro-Islamic republic if you voted for this. In closing, I want to say that I would agree with the Department of Neighborhood Empowerment staff that report that says we should not a shareable area, and I would urge you to deny the Westwood Neighborhood Council shared resource. I also found that it was very appalling that they would threaten to appeal businesses if they don't come to them, even if we were successful in this. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'll call up Bob Stone. I think it's Sandy Rommel on 10800 Wilshire Boulevard. I can't read the name, so. And Lizanne Magnus from Broxton. So next is Kevin Crummy from Douglas Emmett.
Thanks. Hi. So I'm first here as a homeowner. I live in Holmby Westwood, although I'm not an active participant in the Homeowners Association. And I'm also the Chief Investment Officer of Douglas Emmett. I'm not really a mastermind, but I can recognize a good idea. And, you know, I'm not smart enough to do what Michael did and actually go through the city and put together the petition and the resources and come up with a plan to subdivide. But when he talked to me about it, you know, We have six office buildings in Westwood. We're the largest private property owner within Westwood. And we have 8,000 or 9,000 tenants that come to our buildings every day. And one of their biggest complaints is Westwood is just not fun. There are no places to go after work. The shopping is bad. There's a lot of vacancy. And we look at that, and Westwood is a huge amenity for our tenant base. And we look at the changes that are coming with the subway, and we're supposed to host the Olympics. We're going to have the student village right here, and Westwood is not – I think the one thing we can all agree in this room, Westwood is not in the shape that any of us would like it to be for us to host the Olympics. And
Russians?
So when Michael came with the idea of setting up a smaller, more Westwood Village focused council, we embraced it. And we motivated our tenants and our employees, and we wanted to win that election. And, you know, nobody cheated. Everybody worked hard. Seven times the voter turnout in the last election happened. I mean, 3,500 people participated in this process. Unfortunately, there can only be one winner. And we've seen it on a national level. People don't like to lose. 58% of the people voted on the mandate to form this new neighborhood council. And I ask you to respect the recommendation of Dunn that Westwood Village is not a shared resource, and to let the people who voted for it come together and form the council. Thank you.
Thank you. Bob Stone.
Good evening, commissioners. I'm Bob Stone. I'm a property owner in North Village for the last 19 and a half years. I want to make a couple of comments about the election. Some people have said it wasn't a fair election because voting was limited to a time when that was inconvenient for people. It was very convenient for me because I voted by mail. And I got to vote whenever I wanted, and it just couldn't have been any easier than that. I support Dunn's recommendation. The thing that strikes me about this whole process is the participation of UCLA students. I remember going to a few meetings of the Westwood Neighborhood Council, and the thing that sticks in my mind was a discussion about how the students had no stake in Westwood. So they had no property, they would be gone soon, and therefore they had no right to any say. What we've seen in this whole process of Westwood Forward and the process for new council is the energy and enthusiasm and idealism of the UCLA students that's been unleashed here. And if you approve the recommendation of Dunn, it will keep UCLA students involved in making the village a better place, and it'll be renewed because the student body is always renewed every year. Thank you.
My name is Sandra Romick, and I first want to say thank you. I admire your perseverance.
Thank you.
I concur with not sharing for obvious reasons. Thank you. Good night.
Great speech.
There's your entertainment, everybody. Lizanne Magnus.
Hello. I am very excited to be here tonight. I am the general manager of Broxton, which is going to be a new business opening here in Westwood Village. I couldn't be more excited. And so with that said, I have to go along with the words of Andrew Thomas, Griffith, Josh, Margaret, everyone here who is rejecting the shared resources initiative. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, that sounded like a commercial to me. Congratulations on the new business.
Thank you so much.
Let me call up Carrie from Artisanal Brewers Broxton Brew Pub, Andrew Lewis from UCLA, and Jamie Kennerk from the UCLA Undergraduate EVP.
Hi, I'm Carrie Berger, and I'm one of the owners at Broxton, and you've heard from my colleague, Lisanne. We respect the efforts of the Neighborhood Council. We spent a lot of time working with them in getting our business open, and we're going to be opening in about a month. At the same time, we want other businesses to come into Westwood, and not every other business is going to be as well capitalized or have the patience and endurance that we did, which was almost a two-year process. We were agendized at least 10 times for a property that already had a liquor license and that had already been established as a restaurant for many, many years. And so we welcome this initiative and oppose the shared resources proposal that's before the committee today. Thank you.
Thank you. Andrew Lewis? No. Okay. Jamie?
Yeah.
I assume?
Hi, my name is Jamie Knirk, and I am the undergraduate external vice president at UCLA, and I am here representing 30,000 undergrads. And to follow up on the work that my predecessor, Chloe Pan, who was one of the student leaders in this movement, has done over the last year. I want to urge you guys to respect the vote that happened because of the like literal sweat and tears that went into making this election happen. I was one of the students who was working really hard on the grassroots organizing and then to get out the vote effort the week leading up to the election. People have talked about it being a sham. This is not true. It was a pure grassroots movement. First of all, the pizza was for volunteers. And I personally was out on Bruin Walk for up to 7 hours a day, and then I would go home, and I would phone bank and tell people to turn out, and I was skipping class all week. I was recruiting volunteers constantly. It was extremely stressful. And recruited hundreds of hours of volunteers who come out and educate students about what they were voting for. Even now, when people find out that I am in student government, this is the initiative that they know about. Like, students right now are still talking about this and how excited that they are that this happened. They knew what they were voting for. They knew what they were turning out for. And so I urge you to respect the vote, respect our voices, and deny the share boundaries. Thank you.
Thank you. Amado Castillo, Thomas Barad from Westwood Neighborhood for Sensible Growth, and Ben Resnick from JMBM. Amado Castillo from UCLA? Okay. So Thomas Barad from Westwood Neighbors for Sensible Growth, Ben Resnick, and Sharon Milder from Westwood Hills Something Society. Okay, so I guess no Thomas Barad. Ben Resnick and Sharon Milder and Ren Reynolds from UCLA. Okay, cool. Okay.
Good evening, members of the board. My name is Ben Resnick with the law firm of Jeffrey Mangels, Butler & Mitchell. I am a paid speaker, speaking on behalf of actually multiple property owners within the Westwood area, who we've represented over the years in many aspects, both commercial, residential, mixed use, etc. I just want to quickly go to the shared boundary concept, which I think is the key here. The concept of shared boundary makes sense if you look at it in the context of what it's intended to do, which is when you create a subdivision on your boundary, you may have public assets that should be available to both, whether it's a library, a school, etc. I don't think there's an issue there. But with the thoroughfare, major thoroughfare concept, think about the concept again. It's on a shared boundary, not taking over an entire area. Shared boundary is where you might have a certain thoroughfare on the boundary that has certain value to both, but not using that as a bootstrap mechanism to run fingers up along an entire area and say, all these streets are major thoroughfares, therefore we have the right to be able to participate in those decisions. First of all, that's not the rule, it's the exception. The rule is no overlapping. The exception is an exception, only in exceptional circumstances. So if you want to take a street like Ventura Boulevard, which some of you are familiar, every neighborhood council can claim to be part of that entire boulevard. That's not what shared boundary is about. And that's not what the major thoroughfare concept is about. It's being absurdly used here to try to create a poison pill into the new neighborhood council. Having two neighborhood councils oversee the village would be a disaster. As is, right now, it's been very difficult to get things approved. I suppose I can thank Westwood Neighborhood Council for helping me put kids through college with appeals throughout.
Thank you.
But the way you were treated tonight by the president of that neighborhood council is the way all my clients have been treated constantly.
Thank you. Last call for Sharon Milder. Nope. Okay. This is going to be Ren Reynolds, and I'll call up Melissa Tapia from UCLA and Aaron Green from Afriat Consulting Group.
Hi. So I'm Ren Reynolds. I'm a staff member of UCLA, and I'm on the Northwestwood Neighborhood Council Formation Committee. And I wanted to say, that this was an election that was open to stakeholders. There were 3,500 people voting on this, and homeowners, retailers, businesses, all kinds of people. I was one of the volunteers for a good portion of seeing all these people come by and seeing just the diversity of the crowd that was voting in this. And, following the will of all of those people that I saw is definitely what needs to be done. And so definitely not sharing boundaries is what I believe in. I support the other statements made by the other members of the formation committee. Thank you.
Thank you. Melissa?
Yeah. Hello, my name is Melissa, and I'm a student at UCLA, and I'm strongly against shared boundaries. I voted to move Westwood forward, and the possibility of sharing it with Westwood would go against the will of the voters and the will of the election. Boundaries need to be upheld. So I actually believe that the determination of the Westwood Neighborhood Council to propose shared boundaries is a testament of their own resistance to change and the rejection of the voices that are supposed to make Westwood stronger. The Westwood Neighborhood Council frequently cites students and such as inexperienced. However, I believe that the Westwood Forward Coalition and its ability to hold this election and win stands on its own, and it's a testament of their competence with holding Westwood to its values that it claims to have. The president said it herself of the Westwood Neighborhood Council, "We are not going anywhere." In those words, I hear resistance instead of acceptance. The community has not been torn apart. It's only going to get better now. The fear in the voices of those that belong to the Westwood Neighborhood Council and its supporters is a consequence of them losing their powers that for so long have been abused and now will finally be distributed fairly in Westwood. Thank you.
Honorable Commissioners, my name is Aaron Green. I'm the president of the Afriat Consulting Group. I ate Diddy Reese cookies when they were a quarter, and my mom and I both went to UES. My parents met at grad school at UCLA. My grandfather taught there for 40 years. Both my parents were on faculty. But I'm actually not here to talk about that, and in fact, I'm not. My comments are a little bit broader. My firm has been in business since 1985. We do community outreach across the city. I have heard in the last month or so from my clients, not just those who are in Westwood, but those who are across the city. We also represent schools and homeowners associations and neighborhood groups, and I've heard from my clients there as well. The concern about a shared resource is pretty universal, and if there is a shared resource along the lines that has been proposed, it makes the ability for community members to have a say and neighborhood councils to have a say in what happens in their community, it significantly undermines that. There would be opportunities for neighborhood councils to lay claim to overlapping jurisdictions from two or three or four or five areas. I am very concerned that people will actually be disenfranchised if a precedent is set like this. There are shared resources like parks, public facilities, but the idea of having a residential area or a large commercial area could very much upset the ability to have for community members to have stake and a say in their future. So I would ask that you move forward as staff has suggested. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Dr. Alicia Ranadai from UCLA Pediatrics, Dr. Christina Farkas from Westwood Forward, UCLA employee, and Peter Klinko from Skylight Gardens.
Hear me?
Okay.
Now? Hi,
Hi, my name is Dr. Alicia Ranadive. I'm one of the pediatricians over at UCLA, and among my many duties, I also participate in recruitment for pediatric residents and in event planning for current doctors over at the hospital. I was one of the voters for the creation of the Northwest Wood Neighborhood Council, and I'm in strong support for the creation on this committee and for Dunn's proposal to eliminate the shared boundaries. Already, as you can see, you've heard from many business owners here that the proposal to have shared boundaries creates undue burden in creating new businesses in an area that already suffers from high turnover. In my efforts to recruit new bright minds to our hospital, the lack of restaurants, particularly those with liquor licenses, creates unnecessary hurdles in our way. Also, I want to speak to the allegations that this was an unfair election. There were so many people, there were so many people I know who felt strongly, even though they were not residents of this community, that the creation of the Northwest Wood Council was worthwhile and important. There were many of us who did not vote for this because we were offered free pizza or were coerced unfairly. We were able, like other people have spoken, to vote by mail. It was an easy and fair process. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Christina Farkas. I'm one of the supporters of Westwood Ford, an employee at UCLA as well. I've been there for 4 years almost. I just wanted to share that as a young professional, I feel that the creation of this new neighborhood council is accurately representing me. It's diverse. I'm not a student, but I'm also not a homeowner, but this listens to the needs that I have and what my colleagues have. I currently spend a lot of time actually in Century City, in Santa Monica, and in Culver because that's more accessible for my consumer needs, but I would love to be able to spend my money and time here. I work 80 hours a week in the hospital and would love to be able to relax in the neighborhood where I live and work. I also just want to share that I support all the comments that have been made by the business owners like Josh and Griffith and Mr. Crummy. I do not believe that a shared area would be beneficial for our community. Thank you for being here tonight.
Thank you. Next after Peter is Barbara Broidy, Jillian O'Connor, and Christophe LaBelle.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Peter Klinko. I'm a practicing attorney, and I'm also the owner of the Skylight Garden. I should say my family is the owner of the Skylight Gardens restaurant. We are also property owners in Westwood. I have a long history of being here. I was told 8 years ago when I signed a lease I was crazy. There was no parking. It was a tough neighborhood to deal with, and there's tons of competition with the neighborhood area. Well, we're working on the parking as a part of the bid. I even tried to work with the Westwood Neighborhood Council on some of the what I considered excessive regulations regarding liquor licenses. But we need to make a change. And I think Westwood Forward, I thank Michael and Chloe and some of the other people for making this happen because it's important. I love the village. When I was a kid, we went here and I went to Will Wright's, which is now part of my restaurant. When I in the 70s, I came here as a college student. We spent my time here. In the 80s, one of my favorite restaurants was the Hamlet, Hamburger Hamlet, the Hamlet Gardens. My wife wanted our floors to look just like those. And now I'm involved in the restaurant business. And the only thing I can tell you is the old-fashioned restaurant metaphor about too many cooks spoil the broth. We need one set of people to give good guidance and good opportunity to make this village what I remember it to be. Thank you. Thank you.
Barbara?
Good evening, commissioners. Thank you for this opportunity. My name is Barbara Broidy. I'm president of Westwood South of Santa Monica Boulevard Homeowners Association. Separately, I am a member of the Westside Neighborhood Council. I want to make two unexpected comments. One is I have a graduate student's son who called me up after he voted in the election against the new formation and said, Mom, you guys don't have a chance. The existing neighborhood council can't possibly win because they're offering free pizza, drinks, and all kinds of stuff, and people have no idea that the students had seats on the existing neighborhood council. So there was a lot of misinformation, and I applaud the students for getting involved and caring, but I'm very sad that instead of using all of Dunn's resources to bring together both sides to create a strong neighborhood council that represents what is one community, town and gown, There's an F grade here. There's a failure and a disconnect to have taken advantage of the resources that exist to make a strong community neighborhood council representative. So now we are basically overseeing a divorce, and now we're fighting over custody of the village. That's what's happening today, and it's a very sad story. And I don't think it's reasonable to afford either party with the village. It should be joint custody, and perhaps Bonk and Dunn need to think outside of the box in terms of how it should be governed. This is not a formation of two new neighborhood councils where you can apply this reaching into a neighborhood council. There was reaching. The new neighborhood council is reaching into the existing neighborhood council and taking a lot of land. And they're now fighting to retain what was theirs. They're not reaching into another neighborhood council. So there are nuances here that don't quite fit the template that's being applied. But sole custody does not work because Westwood Village has never stood on its own. It can't survive without the residences. It also has relationships with the campus. If we're talking about America and democracy, we see in Washington a complete disconnect between Republicans, Democrats, liberals, and conservatives. This would be a representation of that kind of thinking if Bonk and Dunn don't set down to work and figure out a way to make the thing work together, whether it's a new process for thank shared you resources or what?
Thank you.
Jillian?
Hi, my name is Jillian O'Connor. I'm a former UCLA student and currently representing the Still Unopened to Gaia Organica. The amount of red tape and vindictive agendas we experience as a business was heartbreaking, and we want to support businesses and make them thrive, so we do not support Westwood Village as a shared resource.
Thank you. Christoph, and then I'll call up Parhan Khosran, a student, Steve San, and Sarah Bott.
All right, good evening. So again, Christoph LaBelle, came here from Pasadena today. Now that I've graduated from UCLA and recent resident here, Wayburn Terrace. I want to make sure that Westwood is a great area for folks to come to going forward, and I think that the North Westwood Neighborhood Council would be up to the task for that. So I just want to say that don't be afraid, board members, to dream big and help what all these different stakeholders push forward with the recent election, and let's not share this these resources we're talking about in the village, but instead really let these new rising leaders be put to the task for creating a new area that we can all be proud of and has something innovative to be an example going forward. So thanks so much for your efforts. Let's keep working together and get things done.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Parshan. Great to be here. I have a whole bunch of comments, as many of my colleagues and friends have already said, about the fact that we do not support the shared boundaries proposal, but are spare you of the time. I do want to address something that was said earlier, and that was the direct attacks that was sent towards Bunk and Dunn. And I want to say how much I appreciate all the work that y'all are doing. This is a Monday evening, 3 hours of your time that's being spent on here, and I think it's very rude and disrespectful to say that that you don't care. I think you all very much do care, and I appreciate that you're spending this time to look at every single thing in this proposal and weigh in. And I hope that, just like many of my colleagues have said, at the end of the day, you continue to do this work because we believe in what you do, and we believe in democracy. And we hope that, I can honestly hope that at the end of the day, your decision is to not let the shared proposal to happen, but that doesn't matter what the result is. I think that your work and your mission still matters. Thank you very much.
Steve San?
Good evening, commissioners. Thank you very much. Steve San. There's way too much to talk about in 2 minutes, so I want to focus on two very specific issues, one that I don't think has even come up. I would like to ask respectfully your commission to please look at a very modest boundary adjustment, which is on page 4 of your report. Right now, the neighborhood council is reaching beyond the commercial area, which is it ends at the IPIC Theater. And right next to it is the church, the Westwood Presbyterian Church, which has been for almost 9 years the meeting location of this neighborhood council. And next to that is one single high-rise luxury condo building. I would respectfully like to ask for you to make this extremely modest adjustment. And you can kind of see it's kind of this little finger that reaches down. It would basically end right there. Why? Because otherwise you're going to force the neighborhood council starting next month to find a new place to meet. And that is a gratuitous, needless change. The new neighborhood council is probably going to meet right here in this beautiful multi-million dollar building. And Michael Beck, we understand, has promised them a beautiful facility with free parking. And that's fantastic. They absolutely have no need to take the meeting location, the church, that has been the meeting location of the previous neighborhood council. So I would really urge you to make that very modest adjustment and adjust the boundary. End it at the IPIC Theater, which is the end of the commercial property. And then it starts with a church. And so if they would just move the boundary, maybe 150 yards to the west, and that would certainly enable the neighborhood council to continue to meet where it has met since 2010. Secondly, a minor issue that I think, Commissioner Lippman, you raised, we're very uncomfortable with this status of where students can be students, but not for 6 months and maybe a year and a half into the future. This is a really strange thing. We are home to UCLA. Proudly, this is the largest university by enrollment in the state, 46,500 students. Surely, students who are current students can serve on this council. If Mr. Skiles withdraws from school tomorrow, he has to immediately withdraw as the president of the GSA. That's the rules of UCLA. So if homeowners have to maintain their stakeholder status and others, respectfully would ask that out of that huge pool of students, please ensure that the students, faculty, staff are currently in that stakeholder status.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Sarah Bott. And then let me call up Michael Skiles, Ruse Bay, Faranapur from Delphi Greek, and Kaveh Navab.
Hi, my name is Sarah Bott. Thank you so much for giving me an opportunity to speak. I have lived in Westwood for 50 years, believe it or not. I was born and raised here. I went to school at Warner. I did graduate work at UCLA. I had my first job in Westwood Village. But I'm here as a homeowner tonight. I live just a block and a half from the campus. And I am here to say that my parents live in the neighborhood. I have a large network of friends and family. And there's a large swelling support among homeowners for the new council, for the North Westwood Council. We're really excited. We think this offers the possibility of revitalizing the village, which, as you have heard, is something that really needs to happen. We're very upset about the proposal for the shared resource because that completely invalidates what we voted for. We voted for a council that would represent Westwood Village and UCLA in a better way for the community. But if you have two fighting over the same area with a double layer of bureaucracy, that completely undermines our vote. And I assure you, it was not what we intended. So please don't disenfranchise us. And don't think that this was an entirely student-run thing. There's a lot of support among the homeowners. Thank you so much.
Hello again. Just to address a couple points. No, there was not a free pizza giveaway. some of the volunteers had pizza. If people are going to work for 8 hours trying to get votes in the hot sun, I think it's reasonable to give people free pizza, but not as a voter giveaway. Although I'll tell you, I had donors offering to pay for a free food giveaway, offering to pay for the In-N-Out truck to come on the campus and give burgers to everyone who would vote, because there was nothing in the rules about it. But I didn't want to do that, because I didn't want to give them ammunition to disparage our victory. But I should have known that they'd do it anyways. Meanwhile, there's eyewitness reports that they gave away cookies down at the South location. So, also, how can they criticize the legitimacy of our election results when all of them were elected by a total of 496 votes in the 2016 election, some of them serving with just one seat? I also wanted to talk briefly about this matter of why we shouldn't share the Westwood Presbyterian Church and the Californian. I have a lot of friends who live in the Californian, and I have over the years. And coming before whichever council has jurisdiction over that area soon is going to be the matter of whether the Belmont Senior Living Facility should be able to build a 12-story building there. And I think that our community has entrusted the new North Westwood Neighborhood Council to weigh in on that issue and not the old Neighborhood Council. It's not going to be a potential meeting space for long. It's going to be or not be a senior living facility, and the quality of life for many in the area is going to depend on what happens with that. So we would discourage all sharing of boundaries. And also, thank you so much for spending all your time. This long road is about over. It's all time now to bring our community together. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Rusbe?
Good afternoon, commissioners. Rusbe Farahanipur. I'm owner of Delphi Greek. I live and work and serve the community in this area on Westwood since I became an immigrant in the United States in 2000. I named by the Councilman Koretz as the Immigrant of the Year in 2015. Now I'm president of the West Los Angeles Chamber of Commerce, and I'm one of the council members or founding member of the Westwood Neighborhood Council. I work and live south of Wilshire. We have more than 700 Iranian businesses, and majority of them are the people who walk in and vote against these new neighborhood councils. And we have many of the people, of course, we have a mixed community. But these new restrictions, you're going to split Iranian-American community in two. Why we left the Iranian-American Jewish communities and the only Jewish kosher food establishment on the Westwood out of the so-called Persian Square. President Clinton named the area way more bigger than Persian Square as a Tehran Jeles when he had a book signing on the borders. Iranian-American community, by the way, I'm political asylum here, and I have a death sentence from the Islamic Republic of Iran. If anybody thinks I'm racist against the Iranian, I don't think that's become true. And the people came and spoke. One of them even is not a stakeholder in this area. I support all of the Iranian-American businesses, including them. One of them is west of the 405, not in the even Westwood at all in general. My concern is we don't want our community to be split. At least we can have somehow we keep Iranian-American community as a part of the melting pot of the Westwood united. Persian Square is one corner of the Persian Square is Italian restaurant. The other one is French restaurant, 7-Eleven, and Chinese kickboxing. Iranian-American community way more larger than Persian Square. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next.
Thank you. Kaveh. And then the last card, Furkan Yakin, UCLA Radio.
Good evening. Thank you. My name is Kaveh Navab. I'm a cardiothoracic anesthesiologist at Cedars. I did my preschool, undergrad, medical school, and residency all at UCLA. My dad's a professor at UCLA. My mother's a director of budget for the School of Medicine. It's clear that people feel very passionate about what I'm going to say.
Hold on, just a sec. I just have to make a comment that our commissioner, Mr. Lippman, just left the room for a few minutes, but we still have a quorum, so you can go ahead and speak.
Cheers. Thank you. I grew up in Westwood, and it's clear that it's not reaching the potential for social life that many other places in Los Angeles have enjoyed. You look at Culver City, people have discussed the accessibility of other neighborhoods, and without knowing what forces are responsible for keeping Westwood in the state that it's in, it just seems like a mysterious quandary. Like, why isn't Westwood like these other places that everyone else wants to be in Los Angeles? And then when Google comes along, like so many other mysteries, you know, in the 2000s, I started to actually think, well, maybe there's an answer to this. I just put in, why isn't Westwood, you know, more fun? And actually, there were a lot of Daily Bruin articles that pointed out to me that this was not a fluke, that this was an intentional effort that was being put forth by people who had their own interests in mind over the interests of the students and the people who could come to Westwood to enjoy themselves. And I, like people have said before, did not realize or just didn't have the wherewithal, the time, or the personal confidence to do what Michael has done and organize a way for people to come forth and say that they want Westwood to be different than what it is, and that there are people who are stakeholders in Westwood who have other things to do in their life besides advocate and lobby, which he is doing for us now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are we
done? Furkan and then Andrew Lewis.
Hi, my name is Furkan Yalson. I'm the news department manager at UCLA Radio. I just want to say I'm born and raised in Los Angeles. I grew up 10 minutes south of here, Hancock Park Elementary, John Burroughs Middle School, Laces, Santa Monica High School, now at UCLA. I just want to keep it simple. I just want to encourage you guys to make sure to vote to keep Westwood Village not as a shared resource. I'd also like to add that if there's anyone out there who's extremely passionate about keeping Westwood Village as a shared resource between both neighborhood councils, to come talk to me over there. I'm in the back of the room. To come into UCLA Radio this Friday at 5 p.m., between 7 p.m., if you'd like to come in and talk about your experience and share for more than 2 minutes, we'd be more than happy to have you guys come in and explain your position. Thank you so much.
Just another advertisement.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Andrew Lewis. Thank you, commissioners, for being here tonight. I appreciate it. I'm an alumni of the university. I was actually born in Westwood at the hospital. My mother moved from South America, Lima, Peru, to Westwood, where she met my dad. I've been here a long time. I would just like to see the businesses coming back. I'd like to see Westwood thriving again. I think there's too many closed storefronts. And I think that with what the students are proposing, I think that we can help get that going again. So I'd like you guys to just keep that in mind. So thank you.
Thank you. Well, thank you. Just, that ends public comment. Everybody has spoken that has wanted to speak. And so we'll go into discussion of the motion that was brought from Dunn. But I think Commissioner Derek Hurrell wanted to speak.
Commissioner Maggie Derek Hurrell. I'm a little saddened today because I am one of the co-founders of the Glossop Park community, Glossop Park Neighborhood Councils. And I just want to say thank you to Marcos Perez. He used to be with Dunn back then. I served in the Neighborhood Council for 11 years as a commissioner for two. Just to hear all these stories, you know, insults, you name it, whatever. So when someone says, you didn't even read my binder, you didn't look at my emails, I actually did. You name it. Okay? 11 years on a neighborhood council. Pretty sad to see that people don't get along. But nevertheless, I did take notes. I am weighing the fact that people want change in your neighborhood council, in your community. Keep in mind that no one is taking anything away from no one. At the end of the day, the community will still be the same, okay, whether you share it or not. I am going to go in favor of Dunn. At the end of the day, maybe one day you guys will get along. But I do understand that the community needs change. And I also understand that the people voted and democracy needs to be respected. And when you have over 3,500 people voting and asking for change, and business owners, and when you say that you're not paying attention, of course I am. You have Alexandra Hammond, owns businesses. You have Kevin, a homeowner. You have this lady for 50 years, and her family has lived here, went to UCLA. It should be respected, and hopefully you guys all respect each other. And understand that there are children out there that your parents, you guys will be parents, you guys are grandparents, and you guys one day should get along because your community should be thriving. We shouldn't be here this late listening back and forth. At the end of the day, you guys should work together, okay? 11 years, neighborhood council.
Commissioner Schaefer.
I'd like to make a request of staff, please. Information. There was a comment with regards to the homeowners. and the fact that running that entire distance down Hillgard splits their community, their homeowners association.
Yes, so Commissioner.
I know from reading the materials that the major reason for going to the east side of Hillgard was because of the sororities. Would it be difficult or detrimental to the new neighborhood council to have the boundary on the west side of Hillgard to a point and then move across to the east side where the students would be included, but they not split or separate out part of that homeowners association? Could that be investigated?
Absolutely, and what I can do is we do have a more detailed map if the commission would like, and you can actually see parcel by parcel, and we can look at the language so that when the bylaws and the boundary adjustment does get adjusted, we can make sure we capture what the commission desires.
That would, yes.
Grace Ely, General Manager for the Department of Empowerment. Also want to draw your attention to the public comment that we printed out that were emailed. I just went through it again, and there are five emails I identify from being in the Holmby area that were against sharing. Only one of them is actually on Hillgard, though. That would be affected. So just wanted to draw your attention to that. And then I do think that a representative from the Northwestwood Neighbor Council should speak as to why they would not want to share Hillgard, or if there are areas that they would be willing to share Hillgard.
Yeah, that's something that I would like to hear about.
Thank you, Commissioners. We discussed specifically at our last formation committee meeting whether to support a Westwood Neighborhood Council request to share Hillgard north of Strathmore on the grounds that all those areas are simply single-family homes. And our formation committee declined to support that, but also to oppose it. We do not want to make it part of our proposal to only take half of the east side of Hillgard, because that seems a bit like we're deliberately excluding single-family homes and gerrymandering, which we want to avoid. We want to follow natural geographic barriers, and Hillgard is one. But that was a matter of the strength of our proposal that we would put forward to you. If you would like to make an exception to the ordinary language and say that they can have the single family homes beginning at Strathmore, north of Strathmore on the east side of Hillgard, the Northwestwood Neighborhood Council has no problems with that unless their doing so would be used to ground a leapfrogging to share the rest of UCLA.
No, I'm just, you know, it seems reasonable to me that if, in fact, now I understand you're wanting to have the single family, but it seems reasonable to me, being someone who is both neighborhood council and in a homeowners association, knowing how they like to be in one area, how that could affect them and affect what happens with them and such as that. So if you could look into that and perhaps talk about some type of boundary adjustment at the end, or if you'd like us to recommend it, perhaps we will. I just want to make sure there was not something very specific to that area that would prevent you from being able to do that.
One version of Westwood's request, Westwood Neighborhood Council's request, involved them taking all the area north of West Home on Hillgard. We are opposed to that because that includes UCLA's Hillgard.
No, I'm just talking about
North of Strathmore. We have no problem with it, and we agreed as a committee that while we're not supporting that, we're also not opposing it.
Okay.
And we would be more than happy if you made a recommendation to cede those single-family homes north of Strathmore.
Okay, because then the department could make the jump at the proper point to take you back over to the east side. You know what I'm talking about? If it was Strathmore that was the jump point to take you over to the east side, that would work. I don't know. But I would look to them to make that adjustment. As I say, they can go parcel by parcel at that point.
Well, we wouldn't want to accidentally temporarily cede Sorority Row.
No. There wouldn't be. No.
So I'm not sure why we would have a jump back. I'm confused by what you mean by
that. Well, what I'm saying is, if you, from Sunset to Strathmore, you didn't have the east side of Hillgard, then it's say Strathmore, you moved to the east side and continued down the east side, so you included all of those, but excluded that one small portion of Holmby. Is that something that's going to harm you?
No.
Okay, good. That's what I needed to know. Thank you.
Commissioner Leahy.
Wait. Oh. Okay, then I'll get back.
But to dovetail on
okay,
your question.
I'll get back to more comments in a minute.
All right. Because we have a specific, and at which side of the street it's on, I couldn't say, but we have a specific email from a family on the street that we're addressing.
That should be
in this
packet.
Pull that up. I tried to people into property owners and residents and break everything down, even though it's here on paper for us. But could you tell me if 448 Hillgard would be affected by this?
Specific?
Yes.
If I can just jump
yes,
in really
it's in
quickly.
The packet.
Commissioners, right behind you, we do have the map pulled up looking at Hillgard and Strathmore, just for the record.
We'll put the
I
mouse.
I wish that helped me, but as far as the specific address, it really doesn't. As to which side of the street this family has sent, and it's in our packet. It was sent to us as commissioners, and this particular family is very specific about
Commissioner, I'm going to put the mouse where that house is, and it would be within the area that Westwood Neighborhood Council is requesting.
Let me just answer you as president of Homey Westwood. If it has a street address and it's a single family home, it can only be in Homey Westwood because the homes that I have asked you to include are only single family homes that are on Hillgard. Those are the only single-family homes on Hillgard, and it's from Sunset to Strathmore.
So the mouse.
Let me ask specifically. Then, are you telling me that every home and all the homeowners within that are on Hillgard are in favor of staying within one unit?
We have not taken any polls. The board of directors, we have about 35 board of directors. They would like to keep it, from my perspective, whole.
Okay.
As president, I have that authority to make that decision.
Thank you. I'm just trying to get clarity on
all of this. No, I know. I'm trying to.
Yes,
it's a complicated street because most of it is Sorority Row. There are some apartment buildings on it, and Hillel is on it, as is a Catholic center, I believe. But that is Strathmore South.
And how many homes would you say approximately are within this homeowners association?
Maybe 12, 15 homes.
In the association?
In the association, 1,100.
1,100 homes.
Right. 1,100 single-family homes. We go from Hillgard to Beverly Hills City Limit, and from Wilshire to Sunset.
But you're not talking about the whole association. You're talking about that small area.
Commissioner, behind you, the mouse with a little hand is where that 448 Hillgard Avenue house is, which is what you received the public comment via email. That they do not want it to be shared.
Okay.
We're not talking about sharing. This is not about sharing. This is about putting a boundary back into the association.
Or to go to, sorry, my apologies. I was actually just quoting what the email says. Yeah. And this is north of Strathern, is that right? North of Strathern, which is Strathmore, sorry, Strathmore.
Okay, it doesn't sound like it would be too difficult to accomplish that then. Okay. Otherwise, can I make some comments? Okay.
I have some questions about boundaries, but I'll wait till after your comments.
Okay. Where's my book?
You mean the book you read?
So yeah, the book I supposedly didn't read. And I'll comment on your one of your bylaws provisions when we get to that, which I think is a little confusing. And Mr. Resnick, Ben Resnick, started this. He has the same kind of thoughts that I have with regards to sharing. If you look at the plan for neighborhood councils, it starts with a description of what they think boundaries should be, and the way they're set as far as census tracts, as far as historical, et cetera, et cetera. And they tell you what they should be. And they specifically say that the boundaries of two or more certified neighbor councils may not overlap with one another unless, and then they have an exception, okay? Then they have an exception. And they talk about the area being designed for public use, and they give some examples such as a park, school, library, police, or fire station. We'll start with those. These are things. These are facilities. These are places. Why do they say parks? If you have an Earth Day celebration, and you have a park near the boundary or on the boundary of two neighborhood councils, it makes sense to share it because both can have their celebrations there, can have their different things there, can use the facilities of the city's rec and parks or other parks. A police or fire station. Again, I know neighborhood councils that meet in police stations, in fire stations, in their public rooms. So it makes sense sharing the facility. We're not talking about an area. We're talking about a physical object is what we're talking about. This may not be the most artful drafting that I would think of, but the thing is that this section starts with thou shalt not share, but we'll make some exceptions. And these exceptions are very specific. As was said by Mr. Resnick, I could look at a boulevard like Ventura and I could have 15 neighborhood councils sharing. Right. Actually 17, because I represent 17 neighborhood councils, all of which more or less have some relationship to Ventura Boulevard, except maybe CD12 and a couple of the others. No, CD12 is in North Valley, excuse me. So that's the vision I look at, is that we're talking about these specific things, specific reasons for sharing them. The major thoroughfares, we have always looked at that as a boundary. If Wilshire Boulevard were the boundary, or La Brea Boulevard is a boundary, most of the time, boundaries on smaller streets go to the middle of the street, one neighborhood council on one side or the other. You get a major thoroughfare, and I'm thinking of places that have at least four lanes, probably six lanes. You may want to share that because there are things on both sides of that street that are of a common use to the neighborhood councils. You don't look at sharing things that go perpendicularly through neighborhood councils. If not, you would have neighborhood councils looking at all kinds of things. I could walk up into Reseda Boulevard in my area and say, Reseda is a major thoroughfare. It's a secondary highway. It goes right up through Reseda all the way up to Chatsworth. I'm going to share all those areas. You can't do that, all right? Contains a landmark or facility with historical significance. Why do they say a landmark or facility? Because that's exactly what they're talking about. They're talking about a thing.
They're not talking about a broad area. They're talking about a specific thing that you look at. It could be a church. It could be a fire station that's been declared historic. There's all kinds of things that could be declared historic. And it would be near the boundaries of these two neighborhood councils, these contiguous boundaries. And that's what we look at. This is an exception. It's not a broad exception. It's a very limited exception. And it was made for specific purposes, as far as I can see. It certainly appears to me, and I've been involved with neighborhood councils since prior to 1999 when they came into existence, that what they were looking for were areas that were contiguous, that stuck together, that didn't impede upon one another's places. That's why they asked them to look at traditional boundaries, neighborhood plans, things of that nature. So if we were to take Westwood Neighborhood Council's interpretation and say that it's a large place where there's a boundary and we can move forward into that boundary in any way we want, then neighborhood councils all over the city would be doing that. And this commission has approved shared facilities before, and we have denied them when boundary changes have been made. Just recently, we denied them because a boundary change was made, and there was no longer a common boundary between two neighborhood councils. Therefore, a fire station where they had met for years was no longer a shared facility. So that has been the history. That's been our interpretation, and I think that's a reasonable and proper interpretation. It's a very narrow exception that we look at, not a broad exception. So that is why I have not voted as yet, but I think you can figure out which way I'm leaning.
Commissioner Lippman?
Yes, Commissioner Lippman. Can we take a look at the map again? I'd like to see three things. One is the location of the fire station, number 37.
Oh, if you came down Veterans the right way, you would have passed.
I know, but I drive by it a lot. Oh, okay. I just want to see it on the map.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I do have a comment about their bylaws.
We did say, We did say they could share.
So the fire station will be on Veteran, just north of...
Going to rehab center.
There it is. Hold on.
Okay. Right. Okay.
There you go.
Okay. Green, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the one that looks like a flame.
Yeah.
Okay.
Looks like it's on fire.
Does that, do we know, maybe somebody can answer this, does that serve the Westwood Hills area? Mm-hmm. And Holmby Westwood? Because there is a fire station on the opposite side of UCLA that I would just... Right, okay. Is there a community room or meeting room no? Okay. Okay, that's one. Can we also look at the library on, the Westwood Library on Glendon, right?
Wilshire and Glendon.
I just know it's behind the CVS. I don't know. Okay.
So
that is... Currently, it's
part of Westwood Neighborhood Council.
Right, and is it on the border? But that yellow line is the border, is that correct?
So the yellow would be within North Westwood Neighborhood Council, but
right.
It is so also being proposed to be shared by Westwood Neighborhood Council.
Right. Okay. And then can we take a look at this, the church, the Westwood Press?
So the church is right where the cursor is, where it dips down south is where the church is. And it is currently in the, yes. And then there's a back parking lot that goes towards Wellworth. And the church is now within the North Westwood Neighbor Council's boundaries, but it is being proposed as a shared by Westwood. And it is Westwood's current meeting location.
Right.
So because North Westwood requested both sides of Wilshire, we did include the parcel, which dips down into the parking lot.
And, I mean, just to clarify, if Wilshire Press was, or sorry, Westwood Press was not in the current neighborhood council, that would mean that they could no longer meet there, correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
And one suggestion, if the commission wishes, you can, one way you can do that is amending the bylaw, the boundary adjustment, so that you can exclude a property, right, from the North Westwood Neighbor Council's boundary. Also, that would address kind of the previous concern that Commissioner Wiebe had with Holmby Hills West. So currently, North Westwood's bylaws on their eastern side includes east side of Hillgard. But the homes within the Holmby Hills West Homeowner Association are single-family homes. So in theory, the commission can exclude out the single-family homes along Hillgard to allow for it to be included as part of Westwood. So that is an option, and that same can be applied for West Wilshire Boulevard for the Westwood Church.
Gracie Liu, General Manager. So this is something that the commission may want to consider. In terms of shared facilities in the past, they've typically been government locations. So if you are using the public use as a reason to possibly share the church, then any business is clearly public use, then you can spread that all over. So we've typically narrowed that definition to government-owned locations.
Great. And that was gonna be my follow-up question. On that, okay. I mean, I think so. Those are all the questions I had. Do you mind? Is it okay if I make just a comment?
Yes, you can make a comment.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think the way I look at these decisions as a commissioner, and any decision as a commission, I try to think about it: what will happen in a generation's time, right? Where are we going to be 18 years, 20 years from now? And will the decision that we make, will people look back on it and say, oh, was that a good decision or was that a terrible decision? And, you know, I think that's the way that we have to operate, because these things, these decisions, even though it seems like a singular decision for just this neighborhood, is going to have repercussions. And I think, at least in my mind, it's pretty clear that we have to be very careful about setting a dangerous precedent, as I think Commissioner Schaefer has brought up, of creating this sort of, you know, generality around a shared resource. And I think we should create a very clear and defined line and definition, or not definition, I mean, there's no, or precedent, not a definition, a precedent, that it really comes down to a publicly owned facility, you know, and that includes our parks, our public parks, City of Los Angeles parks, libraries, fire stations, police stations, because we are a city entity, right? Neighborhood council system is part of the city family, so this regards, these boundaries are really only meant for the neighborhood council system, which is a city system, right? Created by the city, for its citizens. So, you know, if it was a homeowners association or a business association, that's a different type of decision. But this is about, this is, we are a public entity, part of the City of Los Angeles. And so we're really making a boundary decision based upon those type of assets. So that's kind of where I'm coming down on that issue. So.
Excuse me. Don't respond.
Did I hear somebody say something?
Okay. So it's my turn to kind of weigh in. And I've been listening to everybody, and I always appreciate the other commissioners with their facts. Commissioner Schaefer, Commissioner Lippman have always been so helpful in analyzing and looking at issues. And it was like this gentleman said, he might not know a lot, but he knows when something sounds good. I would assume that also means you know when something sounds bad and doesn't sound like it's going to work. So I have to go by, I read the book too, and I thought it was a very good book, and I thought it had a lot of information in it. But I also read everything else. I also read every single email that came to our office, and it was a lot. It was a lot more than what was than the people that spoke here spoke here. So then I started thinking about, well, so I don't know about any conspiracies and what Mayor Garcetti wanted and what the secret meetings were that Dunn was having with Mike. I don't know. I don't know any of that. All I know is what I got in front of me and what I read and what I feel is correct. So there, you know, they didn't let me know about any secret meetings, and I resent that. If there were some secret meetings, I wanted to know about it. So next time, somebody cue me in on what's going on. But I know something about community organizing, because that's what I do for a living. And it's what I did when I worked for the California legislature. It's what I do now working for another company. I know community organizing. And quite frankly, the Westwood Neighborhood Council got outmaneuvered, just the election was won by, I heard, the phone banking and giving of the pizza to the workers. I mean, that's all, and that's a political campaign. That's what you do to win an election. And sorry for the folks who didn't win, happy for the folks who did win, and it's a good lesson in community organizing. But of course, we don't look at the good or bad. We're not supposed to, as a board, look at the good or bad or everybody arguing and calling each other names. Once a neighborhood council election is set, we just have to figure out, is it legal? Are the boundaries correct? And are the bylaws in place? That's basically what we do. We do not run Dunn. I think I heard that earlier. We might try to talk about policy, and we ask them to implement certain policies that we think they should look at. But the administration of the department is done by the department, and we are an advisory commission. And we can't make them say yes or no. They can say yes or no, and they can say they're going to help us and call us commissioner and everything, but they do what they have to do to administer the program. So there's certain things that we're limited in doing, and I can be honest about saying that. So to me, it sounds like everything went along legally. It sounds to me like without any conspiracies or underhanded, it looks like more people came out to vote for the neighborhood council, for the new neighborhood council, and not the old neighborhood council. It seems to me that, according to the city attorney and Dunn, everything is legal. So I would lean toward supporting what the department said, even though it appears that for many people it was a foregone conclusion. Well, it's a foregone conclusion then, and that's just the way it is. It wasn't a foregone conclusion. I was kind of impressed with the book until I really understood what shared facility means. Shared facility, area, what's not an area, all of that. And in the end, the vote wasn't there. And if you're strong in your opinion, one side should beat the other side. There were too many complaints, and I think and they can be mad, the Westwood Neighborhood Council lost a step when they weren't inclusive in the first place, or made people feel that they weren't inclusive in the first place, because now that made another group of people say, we want to go out and start another neighborhood council. And it wasn't just students. The emails that we got in our office this week were not from students. They were from homeowners, and there were hundreds and hundreds that came from homeowners. Unless there was another conspiracy and they really were students, I don't know. But they all gave their names. They all gave their names and their addresses where they lived. So I figured we could go check it out if they weren't really homeowners. So I will, anyway, so that's my say-so. I always kind of talk back to folks. Lawyers always tell me to be nicer, but I just can't do it. So I will entertain a motion.
I would just say on that point.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I would just
Commissioner
say on that.
Schaefer has
what? Oh, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
I do have a comment.
Oh, you do?
Okay. My perhaps somebody could help me with this. Westwood's bylaws, Article 8, Section 4, reconsideration. It states the board may reconsider or amend its actions at any time. That sounds rather open-ended. They say that their parliamentary procedure is Rosenberg's rules, and if it's not answered there, it's backed up by Robert's rules. Rosenberg rules doesn't say anything about motions for reconsideration. Robert's rules only states that it can only be made at the time, the same day, or if it's a multi-day function, the next day. As the original motion, a motion to reconsider. And normally, we allow motions to reconsider on the day that the original motion was made or at the next meeting. And I'm trying to find out, with regards to this, it seems rather improper that a board could any time it wanted to, a month, 6 months, a year later, suddenly come up and say we're going to reconsider something that we did a year ago. That seems not to comport with normal parliamentary procedure that I've seen all over the city of Los Angeles in neighborhood councils. So I would question that Section 4 and think that that should be amended in some way to conform so that motions to reconsider may be made on the day or at the meeting where the original motion was made, or at the next regular or special board meeting by motion. So that's what I would look at.
Okay. So Semi Park, Director of Neighbor Council Operations at the department. We will make note, it was not included as part of Westwood Neighbor Council's bylaw amendment. However, as we continue to work with them, we will make those suggestions.
And yes, I do read all these things.
Maggie?
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Did somebody want? What?
No, she's
in.
Hi.
Oh.
Yes.
Go ahead, Commissioner.
I have a question regarding the bylaws. And it has specifically to do with
Debbie.
The categories of voters. And looking through, before I start with that, may I just
which
make my...
Which bylaws are you looking at? Is it Westwood or is it North?
North.
North, okay.
Are we looking at North?
Well, either
I assume.
One.
Yes. Okay, at North.
North.
Okay, let me make the a quick general statement. I think that I've seen a lot of passion here, a lot of energy. And I commend everyone here for all of the work that you've done and the hours and the dedication. And I'm not going to go into details because it's late, but I will say that I will just we'll just put big ditto marks around everything that my colleagues have said when it comes to what we've seen come in and the support for not sharing Westwood Village. And for the support for the formation of the new neighborhood council. There seems to be fabulous support for that. So anyway, going forward, just looking at the different stakeholder categories and coming from an educational background, I'm looking at some of the things that you have outlined as say, for example, organizational stakeholders. Now, for someone from UCLA is very clear. But then my question has to do with the definition of the organizational stakeholders, because there are two possible positions there. And I see that educational institutions are included. And I'm wondering if in the mindset of those who were putting this new neighborhood council together, if they felt that SEED was appropriately represented with the UCLA stakeholdership that's identified here, or if that also could be open to someone from SEEDS. I understand.
It's actually called the lab school now, but.
What?
It's called the lab school now.
The lab school. Hey, you know. I go all the way back to Madeline Hunter, so, you know.
Okay.
We're telling tales on age here.
What's your question?
Right. Okay. I missed it. Somebody did refer themselves as having gone to SEEDS. Something. Anyway. Not important. Getting off the point here. Okay. So that's one concern. And then, of course, you know, we have fraternities and sororities in the same catch-all here. And we also have the Business Improvement Association. I mean, it's just kind of a catch-all of things that could lead. And I understand, of course, then we also have our at-large coming down there. But I didn't know if this might be something they might want to become a little more specific. Maybe you can enlighten me about how we came to those categories.
Yeah, so the department, and of course I'll always defer to the North Westwood, but the department does recognize that the organizational stakeholder may be open also to a possible student. So it is broad, but UCLA as a campus will qualify as an organization.
Okay. My main concern here is the potential with the at-large of UCLA having the majority on the board. And that just not boding well for UCLA. Not that they would intentionally look for that to happen, but it never is in the best interest of any organization should that happen.
And we are aware of the potential for a majority, but that is why we want to make sure when the filling of the board actually happens that there is not a majority of one organization or stakeholdership being represented.
Then how would that be?
Deputy City Attorney Derek Martinez, Commissioner, just as a brief kind of statement.
Oh, hello.
Hi. One of the.
Good to see him in person. Only I see you in emails.
Yeah, one of the requirements with respect to the governing board structure is that it not be set up front so that there's a majority stakeholder membership on the board. However, let's say for example that the board selected all at-large seats. There is the possibility, yes, that a certain stakeholder group could be the majority. However, the focus is not necessarily on the possibilities that could occur. It's that there's not that gearing up front that a majority stakeholder is guaranteed. So in that situation, there's a possibility with almost any governing board structure that a majority stakeholder would continue to be in power of it, but it's not set up from the get-go in that type of system, so it's not prohibited under the plan.
I appreciate that, and thank you for that clarification. The only other question I had, it really has to do with the business stakeholder.
The
business stakeholder.
Two seats, which I think is great, but it can be someone who works or owns a business or a property owner of a business. And if that's the way you intend it to be and are pleased with that, so be it. I just wondered why it wasn't two separate categories.
So for the record, on August 13th, the Westwood Formation Committee voted to allow for three business stakeholders. And I have seen in other neighbor councils, they do categorize the business to allow for work or own. So it can be split up, or it doesn't have to necessarily be split into two categories.
I'm sorry, but this one is work, own, or own the property of the business.
Correct. So if you're an employee or if you own a business, you would qualify as the business stakeholder C. Right.
Or if you own the property and you have nothing to do with running the business. Is that accurate?
That is correct. Who own a business property, yes.
They could also participate.
So is that the only person?
Yeah.
And is that the only opportunity on the neighborhood council for a business property owner to have a voice?
Not necessarily, because...
Other than at large.
Yeah. A business property owner can do at large.
Right.
Possibly an organization, depending on what type, because it does allow for religious organizations, so it can be an owner of a property owner of a church.
Or Chamber of Commerce.
Chamber of Commerce, arts association, so it really
associations
depends.
Of yeah. different natures.
Right. No, I was just thinking about property. And thank you all for your patience with me. I've just come back from a week away with my entire family at the beach, so the brain is still beginning to process.
Commissioner Maggie Derrick Kirov would like to make a motion.
No, I would like to ask a quick question, if I might, of the city attorney. I didn't even think of this before. I'm looking at their Schedule B. It would seem to me that students at the university would fall within the category of community interest stakeholders, unless, of course, they are those who live in the area, then they would be people who would be residing. But let's just look at the non-resident commuter students. Can a neighborhood council distinguish between the members of a particular stakeholder group so as to exclude some and include others? Because if they are community interest, then all other types of community interest stakeholders would be excluded from voting or running. I imagine running you could do, but are excluded in that way. And that is shown by the final down here where it's open to all stakeholders of all categories. Are they allowed to distinguish between stakeholders within the same class?
In short, yes, Deputy City Attorney Darren Martinez. Again, the requirement with respect to setting up a governing board structure is that you have to be able to identify at least one seat where any stakeholder can run and at least one seat where any stakeholder can vote. In this case, there is an at-large seat that allows any stakeholder to run and any stakeholder to vote. All neighborhood councils then have the ability to set up a seat system where they allocate certain seats to different stakeholder groups. The only requirement is that, again, there not be a majority of certain stakeholders allocated up front with those seats. So if you go through, you take an example of a homeless person, all right? So you have to be able to find a seat on the board where that homeless person could run for the office, as well as a place where that person could vote. If you can satisfy that criteria with respect to the stakeholder, that they at least have a place, then it meets the requirements of the plan.
Then I'm more interested in the voters. And
yes,
and
they can. They could, for example, you could set up a system where you have just people who live in an area vote for people who live in an area.
What I'm asking is, could you look at this? Here it says all stakeholders who are students in a university, which means reside or community interest. Could you say all community interest, no community interest stakeholder except students at a university are allowed to vote for this particular seat? Could you do that? Because that's basically what this is doing.
Well, as long as you have a place on the board structure where the other community interest stakeholders can vote.
Okay.
And in this case, they have the at-large position, so those people that aren't students have that other seat that they can vote and run for.
Okay.
Commissioner Maggie Derry-Quiros?
Yes.
Would like to make a motion. Is that okay?
Go ahead.
I would like to make a motion to support Dunn's decision on the new neighbor council without the sharing boundaries based on the report that we were provided by Dunn. Recommendation findings? Recommendation findings, because of the North Westwood Neighborhood Council has satisfied the criteria to subdivide the Westwood Neighborhood Council, the Department of Neighborhood Empowerment recommends that the Board of Neighborhood Council Commissioners find that the North Westwood Neighborhood Council bylaws satisfy Los Angeles Administrative Code Section 22.819D and Article 3, Section 2 of the plan for the citywide of neighborhood councils making North Westwood Neighborhood Council, the 98th Neighborhood Council in the City of Los Angeles. Section 2, find the Westwood Neighborhood Council's new board structure, which included reducing the number of seats from 19 to 17 and eliminating the student and faculty or staff seats to be compliance with the Article 3, Section 2 of the plan for the citywide system of neighborhood councils. Section 3, find the North Westwood Neighborhood Council and Westwood Neighborhood Council's boundary adjustments to keep Westwood Hills within and to add Los Angeles National Cemetery to the Westwood Neighborhood Council to be in compliance with Article 3, Section 2 of Plan of Citywide System of Neighborhood Councils. If the Board of Neighborhood Councils Commissioners approves the sharing of the facilities Fire Station 37 and UCLA Rehabilitation Center of the Veteran Avenue, then also Section 4, find the North Westwood Neighborhood Council and Westwood Neighborhood Council will share the public use location of Fire Station 37 and the UCLA Rehabilitation Center Veteran Avenue because they are permissible overlap of boundaries under Article 3, Section 2 of the Plan for Citywide System of Neighborhood Councils. Section 3, authorize the Department of Neighborhood Empowerment to adjust the bylaws of the North Westwood Neighborhood Councils and the Westwood Neighborhood Councils accordingly.
May I?
Second. Then we have discussion.
Yeah.
Is there a second?
I just want to ask.
Is there a second first?
I just wanted to ask Commissioner Quiroz a question. Sure. Did you mean to say that we find, et cetera, that we make these findings?
Yes.
Thank you.
And she moves.
Who seconded it, please?
I don't know. I need you guys to second
it. I'll second.
All right. So motion made by Commissioner Derek Quiroz and seconded by Commissioner Schaefer.
May I be recognized?
Yes.
I would move that with regards to...
Oh, maybe I should take a vote on this first.
No.
I
want to
make
an amendment.
Discussion. He wants to make an amendment.
I would move an amendment as to our number one finding with regards to the bylaws, in that where they set forth the boundaries of the North Westwood Neighborhood Council, that in conjunction with the department, they adjust the east boundary along Hillgard so as not to include the single-family residences that are part of the Holmby Homeowners Association, making certain that they do include that eastern portion of Hillgard with the sororities and any other university-related housing and facilities.
Okay.
Can I get a second?
I second that amendment, Commissioner
right,
Maggie Derry-Quiroz. And I accept.
There's been a motion and a second to accept the amendment to include Hillgard East back into the Westwood Neighborhood Council. All right.
North of Strathern.
North to Stratford?
Yeah, north of Stratford. Yeah.
Oh, north of Stratford. I'm sorry. Okay.
Madam President?
All right. Can I call for the question on that? You have a question?
Yes.
Okay.
It has to do with that amendment. And again, my concern is for those, although it's not clear from the emails, the assumption that can be made from the emails that were sent to us is that those that live within that single family area who have sent in emails indicating that they voted for this new neighborhood council what I understand from that is that they would want to be a part of that new neighborhood council, and I understand that we did have testimony from the homeowners association, and at the same time there was no polling of the individuals within that homeowners association, so I'm uncomfortable with the idea of taking a position, considering we have documentation here from individuals who are in support of that neighborhood council. So how do we resolve
and
that?
For the record, we do have the president of Holmby Hills HOA. So if you want to provide some clarification on some of the emails and the property.
Thank you. I just reviewed all the emails that are made available at tonight's meeting, and they all should be there under the Brown Act. There is nothing from Hilgard. Not one email in that book is from Hilgard Avenue. So evidently, we're not under the Brown Act, because also I've heard that 110 emails were posted online today. Today. So I think
I'm sorry, my question is being misunderstood. Okay, I hold 5 emails here of individuals or families that state that they live in Holmby Westwood and that they voted for the new neighborhood council.
So let me maybe ask a clarifying question to the president of the HOA. As Commissioner Schaefer made the amendment to exclude the single-family homes within Hilgard, would that provide those single-family homes to be included as part of Westwood Neighborhood Council?
What his motion was.
Yeah, right. They will stay with Westwood.
So that...
Gracie?
So there actually is an email from Hilgard. I just looked at it, and it's one of the 5 that's... is in your packet. If you didn't see it, I actually earmarked it, and it says Hilgard on it. So that's just a clarification.
But they'll be in the old neighborhood council.
Did you still have a question?
Oh, okay.
But something today we could still look at and make it better.
Okay. My apology. I understand that a lot of this was covered in the first hour, and I was not here.
Okay.
So I'm not going to hold the meeting up or the vote. We'll go forward.
By the by, I was asked to add something to the amendment, and that is that with this amendment that we would find that the Northwestwood Council's bylaws satisfy the Los Angeles Administrative Code 22.819 sub D and Article 3, Section 2, of the plan for a citywide system of neighborhood councils, making the citywide neighborhood councils. Yeah, okay. Making the Northwest Neighborhood Council the 98th neighborhood council in the city of Los Angeles. Okay, so that would be the.
In addition.
That would be the corrected language.
Yes, sir. Corrected amendment.
Yeah, with that. With the boundary adjustment, yeah.
All right, so the motion has been...
Commissioner Maggie Derrick-Kirill, second.
Okay, so it's been the motion been amended and made by Commissioner Schaefer and seconded by Commissioner Derrick-Kirill. All in favor of the amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Now we're back to the...
I just indicate that
we're back
objections.
To the original motion.
Just indicate on the record, no objections.
Oh, I'm sorry. Aye. I'm sorry, that was a unanimous vote.
Yes.
Right. All right. Now we're back to the original
right.
motion.
Right. I'd like to make an amendment, please.
An amendment to the original. We're back to the original motion.
Okay. We're voting on the amendment?
We voted on the amendment already, and it was unanimous.
That's
you
all right.
Didn't you vote?
You said aye. I thought I
was. You said
aye. Fine. Aye.
All right, so now we're back to the original motion.
Yes, and I'd like to make a second amendment, please.
Oh. Another amendment?
Can sure.
Right. Go, Eli.
Yeah, no, I'd like to amend section 4 to say that find that North Westwood Neighborhood Council and Westwood Neighborhood Council will share the public use locations of the Los Angeles Fire Department Fire Station number 37 and the Los Angeles Public Library Westwood branch on Glendon because they are a permissible overlap of boundaries under Article 3, Section 2 of the plan for a citywide system of neighborhood councils.
So you wanted to add the library?
He did.
Correct. To North, it would add, it would mean that okay. both the public library, the Los Angeles Public Library, and the Los Angeles Public Fire Station would be considered shared resources.
What about the rehabilitation center?
And it would be striking the rehabilitation center because it's not a. Okay.
You strike the UCLA Rehabilitation Center?
Right.
On Veteran Avenue?
Right.
Oh.
Schaefer, what do you say?
All right, so that is there a second to that amendment?
Okay, I'll second that.
All right. It's been
just as a discussion point, I really think that we as the commission for future purposes and precedents need to make it very clear that a shared resource is a Los Angeles city public facility. By including the UCLA Rehabilitation Center, it creates this ambiguity for future purposes, right? Because it's unclear. I don't really know if it's owned by the university or not, but and then by including the library, it clearly is on the border and clearly should be included as a shared resource because it borders on both. So I don't see why we would not, if we were to put the fire station or allow that to be a shared resource for both, then why would we not make the public library shared resources for both? It just seems to be clearest and most consistent.
Did you want to say something? See me, you got up.
Well, just for point of clarification, we did look at the owners and who owns, and we did find that the UCLA Rehabilitation Center was publicly owned. Although not owned by Los Angeles, it is publicly owned.
Right,
okay.
State facility.
Sharing is caring.
All right. So you still want to take it out?
No, we're keeping it. No, I accept. We're good. Can we go on next step?
Except for the question.
All right. So it's the motion's been amended by Commissioner Lippman and seconded by Commissioner Schaefer, right?
Yeah, can we
go? To have Los Angeles Fire Station number 37 and the library and the Los Angeles Public Library be a shared public use location. And are you striking UCLA Rehabilitation or are you going to leave it in?
He's going to leave it in. I mean, he's going to include it in his motion.
All right, you're speaking for him, but okay. All right, and so we're leaving the UCLA Rehabilitation Center on Veteran Avenue as a shared facility.
Excuse me, right. Commissioners. I'm getting unclear on your motion, and
okay.
I just want you to be absolutely certain again. So if you wouldn't mind repeating the motion again so we know exactly what the
motion,
second amended motion is.
To find that the North Westwood Neighborhood Council and Westwood Neighborhood Council will share the public use locations of Los Angeles City Fire Station number 37 in the Los Angeles Public Library. Where is it located?
Westwood Branch.
On Glendon.
Okay. And the Los Angeles Public Library on Glendon and the UCLA Rehabilitation Center on Veteran Avenue. because they are a permissible overlap of boundaries under Article 3, Section 2 of the plan for a citywide system of neighborhood councils.
All right. I accept the motion.
All right. All in favor of the... Oh, okay. Thank you. The Westwood Branch Library is at 1246 Glendon Avenue, LA 924. And that is the shared facility. Can I call a motion, please? All in favor of the amendment, say aye.
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 It's unanimous. The vote is unanimous to accept that finding. Now, we're back to the original motion.
No, now we're up to we're
yeah.
amended motion.
No, you did the amendment.
Because he made
that's what we just did.
No, you did the amendment. Now we're,
yeah, we
now
voted
we're
on your
on
amendment.
The amended original. Motion.
Right.
The original motion's
oh, okay.
been amended.
Okay.
Right. We're voting on the motion as amended.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, of course we are. Okay. Since we've made all the two amendments, we're now voting on the original motion as amended. All right?
Right.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 All right. The vote is unanimous.
No, not opposed, just concerned.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. So we have now, so we've passed all the recommended and amended parts of this recommendation, and congratulations to the new neighborhood council.
Congratulations.
And the last thing on the agenda is adjournment.
Maggie Derek Quiroz, meeting adjourned.
There's a motion to adjourn.
I would like to make a motion to adjourn.
Right, and I know that's seconded.
9:22.
And I'm sure, tell her to